That's such a huge decision to make to be involved with an organization like this. We really appreciate you being out here and everything that you do for veterans and first responders and for fans that want to get involved, they want to help out in some way. How can they do that?
It's very simple. If you're interested in being a volunteer, if you're interested in being a participant, as a veteran, first responder, or activity, just simply go to our website, which is heroesonthewater.org, and heroes is spelled heroesonthewater.org, and then you can fill out an application there, and we'll get it down here locally, and then we'll contact you and process you in. And every month from November, from March to November, we'll get an invitation to attend our event, or if not, just simply join.
Perfect. HeroesOnTheWater.org. And make sure to go ahead and write it on your phone now. Go ahead and write it on your phone now. You can save that link. HeroesOnTheWater.org. You guys also have a table here today where you can stop by and you can chat more. That is located where we are behind section 118. So fans, you can get on over there as well. Stop by and say hi to Joseph. And Joseph, again, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Physicians familiar, our patients know the level of care we provide. Our amenities, technology, and expertise are unparalleled. Well, you don't have to see it to believe it. That's why we're bringing the ER to you today, where the local university medical students experience the ER in the ER hands We made it so patients have very little wait time. You can see a real doctor right away. They start your emergency care from arrival until follow-up, without the 360 approach. Physicians familiar, better care all around.
Something brand new by the new cheese truck. Certainly good. It'll
started in 1906. I've been talking about the logo, the hero of the water, Robert Willingham.
Watch this right here. See it? Look at once he's got his back turned, gone.
Ronald Slow played that perfectly. Rev the engine, buddy. Ronald Slow played that perfectly. Rev the engine, buddy.
Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
We greet you from the place we call with affection the beach, Corpus Christi, Texas, in the opener of a six-game series between these two terrific rivals, Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Hounds AA affiliate of the Oakland A's, and of course the Hooks, since their inception, the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros. And a lot of Hooks have gone on to do some very good things at the big league level in Houston. This matchup comes 40 games now into the first half of the Texas League season, 39 in the books. The Rockhounds come in 22-17. They come off a 3-3 split with San Antonio that was a rather interesting one. The Missions, who are in second place in the Texas League South, came in three games back. The Missions won the first three games at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds won the last three. So it was basically a pennant race 360, and the Rockhounds boarded the bus on Sunday with that same three-game lead. Frisco is 4.5 back. It's a very talented team, but they are 4.5 back. The Corpus Christi Hooks, and by the way, this team has a ton of talent on it. The Hooks tied with Amarillo five games behind the Hounds. But again, 39 to go as we step into game number 40. I should say 29 games remaining in this 69-game season. If you include tonight, it's an even 30 as this series begins. So 30 games to go. You divide that by six because each of the series is a six-game set. So there are 5 weeks of baseball left in this first half of the Texas League pennant race, and you have 30, including tonight, on the docket. These teams have met a six-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and the teams split those six games. Rockhounds had the better of it offensively when you look just at the raw numbers. The Hounds hit .315 against the Hooks. Hooks hit .260 in the series. But the Hooks had some really impressive performances at the bat. So did the Rockhounds, by the way. But, again, the Hooks, I think, that .260 average in the series a little bit misleading. Also, Corpus Christi has added a guy who is the number one prospect in the Houston Astros organization, and that is outfielder Drew Gilbert. He is the center fielder. He's played in 12 games, hitting better than .300 is Gilbert. And he is a tremendously talented young man, former University of Tennessee star. And he joined the ball club and was activated not long after Corpus Christi departed West Texas in that last series. So Drew Gilbert is very much in the lineup tonight. And when you look at the Hooks lineup and the Hooks roster, there are a good number of prospects. They have six of the top 22 prospects in the Astros organization among the position players alone. And that includes Drew Gilbert, who we will see for the first time tonight. And Colin Barber, another outfielder who is the number three Astros prospect. And he flat out tore it up against the Hounds in the series in West Texas the first time around. For the Rockhounds, David Leal will get two starts in this series if all goes according to plan. Hounds have really been kind of the victim of the injured list all of a sudden, especially among pitchers, but really a couple of position players as well. So David will step into the rotation, and again, the over-under will be 84.5 miles an hour on David Leal. He has faced the Hooks once. That was, of course, during the preceding series. He went four innings, gave up four hits, one run, so he pitched very well against the Hooks. Aaron Brown, who will start tonight for the Hooks, did not fare well against the Hounds. He made two appearances, one as a starter, one in relief. He went six and a third innings. He gave up 15 base hits in that series, 12 runs for an ERA, which is ridiculous, of 17.05. But Aaron Brown is a whole bunch better than that, and I would think that he will probably take the diamond this evening with baseball in hand and a bit of a chip on his shoulder as he will face the Hounds. Six-game series. They will be all-evening games, by the way. These cowards refuse to play on Sunday in the afternoon. So 6:35 the first three nights of this series. Then we go 7:05 on Friday and Saturday and back to 6:35 to be precise. Before the Rockhounds go on to the second half of this road trip, they will be at North Little Rock, Arkansas, to take on the league's best, the Arkansas Travelers, beginning 1 week from tonight. beautiful, bright blue skies. I am not sure I can find a cloud if I look as hard as I possibly can. A little bit of breeze, as always, here at the beach. We'll give you the rest of the conditions in a couple of moments. The teams have taken the diamond. The hooks are on the field, and we'll take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Just about set for baseball with this beautiful backdrop here in Corpus Christi, just off the bay, of course, is this beautiful yard, Whataburger Field. First visit of the year. We'll make two visits before all is said and done. Schedule a little bit more balanced in 2023. Each of the division teams making a couple of visits to the others. There might be an exception or two for that little three-game series thrown in, but I think those are the basics. So the Hounds and the Hooks have split their first six meetings of the year, and they are set to go here. David Leal, left-hander for the Rockhounds. Aaron Brown, right-hander, goes to the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Set the weather conditions and get the first pitch of the ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We have 83 degrees, and this is one of those stops, especially this one, I think, as much, if not more, than any other in the Texas League, where it is, I think, valid to include the heat index. It feels like 90 degrees right now, always a little bit humid. Not real bad for Corpus Christi, not what we will encounter, I'm sure, maybe even later this week. But for now, 83 on the thermometer, 90 on the heat index. Breeze is 14 to 15, blowing out toward left field, as always. Denzel Clark leads it off for the Hounds. Let's play some baseball in a first pitch swing, and we are underway. Denzel goes after the pitch and fouls it straight back. Denzel Clark in right field for the Rockhounds in this one. Facing the right-hander, Aaron Brown makes his eighth appearance, his fifth as a starter. Third against the Hounds. Check swing, did he go? They appealed. Yep, sure did. A check swing, strike two to Denzel. Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris will follow in their familiar spots. Lawrence batting second in center field on deck. 0-2 is up and in, and the count a ball and two strikes. Brett Harris will bat third and play third in this game. And Darryl Hernandez, again, will be the cleanup batter, batting in the fourth spot, the shortstop, Darryl Hernandez. A pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball off speed, up and away, and Denzel out on strikes. So Aaron Brown, a solid start here. And again, the Rockhounds were not kind to him at all at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So we will see how he fares here. Batter is Lawrence Butler, left-handed hitting center fielder. Takes down the middle bit low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Logan Davidson will bat fifth at second base. Logan Davidson, the second baseman for the Rockhounds. And J.J. Schwarz at first base, batting sixth. J.J. at first. Lawrence swings, pops one foul, straight back up over the roof, off to the left out of play. Lazaro Armenteros will bat seventh and play the seventh spot. Armenteros in left field. Shane McGuire at a big Sunday. He'll bat eighth and catch. Shane McGuire, the Rockhounds catcher, as Butler takes down low, 2-1. And Chase Calabway rounds it up. Chase will be the DH in the opener of this series. Batting in the ninth spot, Chase Calabway. Two balls, one strike. Butler waits. Pitch from Brown, swung on and missed. Good changeup. Count goes 2-2. Lawrence at 3-0-6. Four home runs, had one Sunday afternoon. And 26 driven in. 2-2 pitch. Tempted, didn't go. And the count runs full, 3-2. Clark, Butler, and Harris up top. Hernandez, Davidson, and Schwarz in the middle. Armenteros, McGuire, and Calabui rounded out. Aaron Brown's 3-2 offering is fouled away. Well off to the left side of the ball, yarded out of play, 3-2. Overall, Aaron Brown 2-1 with a 7.5 ERA, 7.52, and much of that damage done by the Rockhounds. Aaron with the stretch in the 3-2 second time, way up and in, and Lawrence Butler will draw a base on balls. And, well, he continues to get on base. Really a terrific stretch. Mention this stat that we've given you from time to time, and it is one in which Lawrence has reached base in now 31 out of 33 games. And that covers all but three of his season. But since that time, he's been better than a 300 hitter. Brett Harris stands in, takes a strike just on the inside corner. Brett with a quick glance back. Home plate umpire Jared Mullman calling that one a strike. Borderline pitch went Aaron Brown's way. One on, one man down. Pitch to Brett, swung on and tapped right back to the pitcher. Goes second base for one. The relay by Whitcomb and up. The collision and ball got out of the glove of Shane Whitcomb at second base. We'll see how that'll be scored. We get a second look at it as well. So Brett Harris will reach on the fielder's choice. And it will be an error on the second baseman, Shane Whitcomb. He dropped the throw from the pitcher, Aaron Brown. So fielder's choice puts Aaron on. And an E4 allows Lawrence Butler to reach second base. 2-1 and one down for Darryl Hernandez. It's way up and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Darryl, right-handed hitter at 341. Three home runs, 31 driven in. Doesn't sound right. Four home runs, 24 driven in. Sorry, I gave you Brett Harris' stats. But jumping away ball two, 2-0. Darryl is third on ball club in ribbies. Brett Harris has the 31. He leads. Lawrence Butler has 26, and Darryl has 24. Right-handed hitter waits, pitch by Brown, swung on, rip left side, clean base hit into left field. That will easily bring home Butler. Rounding second on his way to third is Brett Harris, and Bobby's going to hold him. Now he's going to wave him. Little hesitation in deep left field. That will score a pair. I'm not sure if Hamilton bobbled the ball. Quincy got to it, and I glanced at Bobby holding or sending the runner. That will turn into a two-run double for Darryl Hernandez. So the Rockhounds jump out on top 2-0 in this ballgame. RBIs 25 and 26 for Darryl Hernandez. Butler scored with ease. And again, Brett initially was going to be held, but that ball took just that extra moment for Quincy Hamilton to retrieve in deep left up against the wall. Bobby waved Brett home, and he scored with ease. Hernandez is on at second base. Pitch, here's a line drive into right field. Logan Davidson, that's a base hit for Davidson. First and third with one man down. So the Rockhounds, who were rough on Aaron Brown in West Texas, start that way again here. Logan Davidson with a single into right center field. First and third of the runners. And the batter will be J.J. Schwartz. J.J. at first base in this game for the Rockhounds. First and third, the runners. One man down in the inning. Boy, that error turns out to be really costly. Pitch low and away to Schwartz, ball one. J.J. at an even 250. Four home runs and 16 driven in. Right-handed hitter waits. Aaron Brown, the right-hander, delivers. And down and away for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And we get a visit to the mound from catcher C.J. Stubbs. Boy, from Brown's perspective, this inning might be over. Thought he might have started a 1-4-3 double play, and it looked as if the Hooks had a good chance to turn it. That on the ball hit back up the middle by Brent Harris. Brown made the play cleanly through the second baseman, Shea Whitcomb. We never did get a second clean look at it, so I don't know precisely what happened. I think he just dropped it, misplayed the catch. There's a high fly ball in the shallow right field toward the line. Going to be the second baseman, Whitcomb, over, and he will make the catch in the high sky. So J.J. flies out fair territory near the right field line, just on the edge of the right field grass. Two men down, and here's Lázaro Armenteros. Lázaro at 219, playing in 10 games. Three homers, 13 driven in. Hounds would love to add a little more here in the first inning. They lead it 2-0 with a two-run hit by Hernández. Darryl is at third. Logan Davidson was extended a nice hit streak. He's on at first. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back by Lázaro, 0-1. I'm guessing, by the way, that the folks over in the main booth are having trouble scoring that first play as well. There's nothing up yet on the electronic box. I'm going to double-check all the numbers in this inning. Pitch swung on and fouled away. Quick 0-2 count to the Rockhounds left fielder. Sometimes entering all of the electronics on different plays gets a little dicey. But the Hounds do lead it by a score of 2-0, 2 on and 2 out. Pitch to Armenteros, check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. He turned into it, and he is out on strikes. So a three-pitch whiff, and boy, for Aaron Brown, that's a rough inning. I would think one of the two runs will be earned. But again, a would-be double play might have ended that inning before any damage was done. Instead, the Rockhounds have the lead in this ballgame as we have played a half inning in the opener here at the beach. Half inning complete, Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds won, and against left-hander David Leal, the Hooks are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Left-hander David Leal is on the pitch for the Rockhounds, again with the injury opening a spot in the rotation for him. That was when Jake Walkinshaw went on the IL. That is embarrassing. Jake's name just flew right by my nose when I started to give it to you. Jake Walkinshaw sideline. So David will get the start here in game one. He is at least on paper set for game six as well on Sunday afternoon. Again, with a Rockhounds IL, a couple of the folks were asking about that today. Pitching staff in particular has really been hurt of late. Quincy Hamilton leads it off. Left-handed hitter, lefty-lefty matchup, and Leal sends one right down the middle for a called strike. So David makes his 10th appearance, his third as a starter. 2-1, 5.18 ERA. Left-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Good backup pitch. That one did not register on the gun, so it's an 0-2 count. Hamilton at 270, couple of home runs, 18 driven in. That got pitch turned into a didn't go, I don't think. They will appeal. But nope, did not go, 1-2. Quincy Hamilton in left field leading it off. We talked about him briefly. Drew Gilbert on deck. Tremendous hitter. Breaking pitch looped out toward third. Brett Harris will grab that. Soft line drive to third base. One man down is Quincy Hamilton. Soft liner out to Brett. Here is Drew Gilbert, the left fielder. Left-handed hitter. Center fielder is Gilbert. On deck, Kennedy Corona. He is the right fielder. Corona is in right. Joey Loperfido is the first baseman. He had a big series last time around against the Hounds. First baseman batting cleanup is Loperfido. Pitch up high to Gilbert for ball one, 1-0. Shea Whitcomb at second base batting fifth. Whitcomb at second. Will Wagner at third base batting sixth. Did not see Will in the previous series either, a good prospect. Pitch up high and in for a ball, 2-0 to Gilbert. Colin Barber, DH batting seventh. Barber, high prospect for the Astros. 2-0 count. Dangerous here to Gilbert. Breaking pitch and he bounced it foul. Got out in front and over the top. 2-1 the count. Chad Stevens at shortstop batting eighth. Stevens at short. And C.J. Stubbs is the catcher for the Hooks. He'll bat ninth. Stubbs the catcher. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Line toward right field. That'll sink and drop. Base hit. Over to make the play is Denzel Clark. Given a look is Gilbert. He will hold at first base. Kind of a soft line drive toward the line. Got out in front and pulled that ball, did Gilbert. But he's on with a base hit. He's hitting .317 in his first dozen games with the Hooks. Kennedy Corona will be the batter. Right-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Hamilton, Gilbert, and Corona up top. Loperfido, Whitcomb, and Wagner in the middle. Barber, Stevens, and Stubbs round it out. Hounds two, Hooks nothing, but the Hooks with a man on. Gilbert looking back into the sun as the delivery from Leal is inside. Ball one to Corona. Sun sets behind the left side of this ballpark. So the shadows stretch out across the third baseline into play. Much of the infield grass in shadow. Pitch down and in for a ball. Quick 2-0 count now to Corona. When you look at the shadow cast by the sun, and it is right into first baseman, in this case that's J.J. Schwarz, and the base runner is Drew Gilbert. Left-hander Leal on the mound, the 2-0 pitch, and that ball is hit high in the air. Left field side, boy, that is a towering foul ball. It's going to get foul and I guess would have been well short of the wall. Boy, when that thing took off, that was way up into this crystal clear blue sky, that bright white pearl flying up there and drifted into foul ground. Kennedy Corona at 236, good base dealer, has 11 thieveries against only one caught stealing if he gets on base. Four homers and 13 driven in. Tossed first by Leal. So the guys on the right side of the infield in particular and center and right field will battle the sunshine. Corona stands back in. Kennedy went 8 for 24 in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Swings and nubs this one out in front of the plate. That's a fair ball. He handled when throw just in time by Shane McGuire. Down to second goes Gilbert on the second out of the inning. So the old bounce out to the catcher. Two man down for Joey Loperfido. Loperfido is the first baseman. 300 hitter on the year. Five homers, 21 driven in. And boy, he was one of the guys who just went nuts in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He was 9 for 20 with two doubles, a homer, and 9 driven in. There were some astounding performances in that six-game series for both clubs. Backup breaking pitch stays up and in, 1-0. Loperfido, big left-handed hitter. Joey goes in at 6'3", 220. Top 20 prospect for the Astros, one of several, particularly among the position players. Stretching pitch by Leal. Swing and a miss. Backup delivery had him tantalized, but came up empty. Mentioned there are a half dozen of the top 22 prospects, including numbers 1 and 3, according to the MLB pipeline. On this Hooks team, delivery swung on line to right center field. That's a base hit, and that will easily bring home Gilbert. So the Hooks answer with a run here in the bottom of the first inning. Lo Perfido. Boy, that is his 10th RBI in 7 games against the Rockhounds. So it is a 2-1 ball game. Gilbert scores with ease. And the batter is Shane Whitcomb. Well, Whitcomb had the error in the top half of the first, so he'll come to the plate with chip on his shoulder, I would imagine. Whitcomb, which swings, high fly ball left field, not overly deep, drifting in is Lazaro Armenteros. Glasses are glistening, and he's got it near the line. High fly ball to left field, handled by Lazaro. The inning is over, but the Hooks come up with a run and a couple of base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So, an RBI for Lo Perfido, and both ball clubs on the board here in the top half of inning number one. We're in Corpus Christi, Texas, in our Village Car Wash score. After one inning of play, is the Rockhounds 1 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 1.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Shane McGuire leads it off. We had a good Sunday afternoon. He takes ball one and now a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Forgive me being a bit tardy. We're back to it now. A ball and a strike. Shane then Chase Kalabuigan back to the top of the order for Denzel Clark and the Rockhounds second. 2-1 the score. Hounds on top. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Shane went 3-for-4 Sunday. Couple of doubles with the, as it turned out, the game-winning run batted in. Takes inside corner, tough pitch, just got there, 2-2. Left-handed hitter at 235 on the year, 2 home runs, 10 driven in. Aaron Brown with a 2-2 pitch, and that'll drop just low. Aaron thought he had a strikeout, 3 balls, 2 strikes, borderline pitch just missed. McGuire from the left side, straight away in the box, the pitch on the way, and that's fouled away. Do it again on 3-2. By the way, in that first inning, Darryl Hernandez indeed credited with a 2-run double. Just wanted to check the paperwork. 3-2 pitch. Ball hit in the air to center field, but not deep. Gilbert comes on. He's there. He's got it. One man down. Chase Kalabuig, the batter. Chase, the designated hitter, batting 311. 4 home runs, 12 driven in. And Rockhounds have had a 5-man bench for a good stretch. That has now been reduced with the injury to Cooper Bowman and Jeremy Ironman sideline. He's not on the IL. Here's a line drive left center field. Got a chance. That'll drop base hit. And that's going to get between them. Over to make the play on the base of the track is Hamilton. But that's a stand-up double for Chase Kalabuig. Inside out swing went the opposite way and drove it between Gilbert in center and Hamilton in left. Double for Chase with one man down in the second inning. Rockhounds have their third base hit of the ball game. Chase went through a little 3-game slide. He was 0-for in 3 games, but he's now hit in 4 straight. win. More than that, his last 14 games, he's right about at 400. And his last 20, he's at 350. Now Denzel struck out his first time up. Takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. This guy, as we've been kind of kidding about, but boy, only kidding to a certain extent, most entertaining 274 average on the planet. One ball, no strikes. Big right-handed hitter Waits takes. That's a strike over the inside edge, and the count goes 1-1. Denzel, right-handed hitter, 4 home runs, 14 driven in. Runner in scoring position, one man down. Calabuig takes the lead. Pitch by Brown. That'll settle over the outside corner for a called strike 2. One ball, 2 strikes. Good breaking pitch. Really throws Denzel at the plate. Horace Butler waiting on deck here in the top of the second. 2-1 Hounds. Set by Brown. Leg kick and a pitch. Swung on and missed. Chased one down and away. And again for Denzel, it has been kind of a feast and famine start to his double-A career. Had a good weekend, went 4-for-9 Saturday and Sunday, but 0-for-2 now to start this one, and went on with 2 down. Lawrence Butler drew a walk his first time up. Lawrence takes just off the outside corner, 1 ball, no strikes. Again, right after that, Brett Harris hit a ball back up the middle. Aaron Brown made the play, threw to second base, but Shea Whitcomb misplayed the throw. Butler was safe, so was Harris, and moments later, Darryl Hernandez, a 2-run double. Here is a stretch and pitch by Brown, breaking ball, got there, good hook for a strike. That big bender just froze him solid at the plate. Lawrence Butler, left-handed hitter. Stretched by Brown, looks at second, comes to the plate. Breaking ball, fouled away. That was off speed. Down goes 1-2. Of the 2 runs Brown gave up, 1 is earned, 1 unearned. In his 7 outings to this point, he's given up 23 runs, more than half of them in 2 starts or 2 appearances against the Hounds. 1 a start and 1 out of the bullpen. Both at Rocky Town. 1-2 pitch. Low enough side for a ball, 2-2. Brett Harris will be next here in the Rockhound second inning. Right on the edge of sunlight and shadow is Chase Calabuig taking the walking lead off second base. Looks like he's running right along that shadow. Swinging a high pop foul, and it's going to get into the seats by 8 or 10 rows. Gentlemen, did he make the catch on the carom? Oh, yeah. Gentlemen in a green shirt. Missed the play. The ball hit, I think, one of the rows of seats. Karam directly back, hit another seat, popped in the air, and he caught it. That's a well-deserved foul ball right there. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. Butler waits from the left side, pitch to Lawrence, down and in. Another full count now, 3-2. First base open. Calabuig, the runner at second base. Butler waits from the left side. Here's Aaron Brown with the stretch and the pitch. And this is ripped but gloved by the first baseman. Reaching up to make the play is Loperfido. Boy, line drive. And that is not an easy catch. Again, first base, second base, right field. They are the Sunfields. That ball was hit right at Loperfido. He had to reach up to make the play looking into the sun. But he handles it. Butler ripped it, but he is out. No runs on the hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So an inning and a half. These two rivals at it again. Middle of the second inning, Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 2 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games. with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last of the second inning, David Leal will face Will Wagner to lead it off. You did not see Will in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He's the son of the great reliever Billy Wagner. It's one of those terrifying moments. You and I saw Billy Wagner pitch as a minor leaguer with the Jackson Generals. Precursor, in fact, to the Corpus Christi Hooks. Here's the first pitch to Wagner. He lines it up the middle, a base hit. So the tying run is on board just that quickly. Wagner with a single up the middle on a line drive. Third base hit allowed by David Leal. One on, nobody down. Here is Colin Barber. Well, this guy, when the bus had to pull out from Momentum Bank Ballpark last time these two ball clubs met, I would think Barber shed a tear. He was 9 for 16 with three doubles, a home run, and seven driven in. Left-handed hitter and a very high prospect, rated third in the Astros chain by MLB.com, and he shows you why. A little inside-out swing and a soft line drive to left field, and it's two men on with nobody down. So the Hooks right now, anyway, showing that they're getting to David Leal a little bit. That's four base hits among the first seven batters. And here's Chad Stevens. Stevens, on the other hand, I would imagine was the first guy on, and Chad, I'm just having fun with him here. I don't mean this seriously, but might have been the first guy on the bus when the Hooks departed town. He was 0 for 23 in the series. Right-handed hitter, two on, nobody down. The Hounds one-run lead in some jeopardy. Swings and nubs it foul off the end of the bat, does Stevens, and it's 0-1. Chad, a 214 overall with a couple of home runs, 11 driven in. David Leal in nine previous appearances, two as a starter, seven out of the bullpen. 29 hits in 24 and a third. And he doesn't walk many guys at all. Four walks against 17 strikeouts, so the whip is a fairly solid 1.36. Stretch, and the left-hander delivers, and that's just down and in for a ball, 1-1. Opposition hitting 250 for him in fairly small sample size yet in this 2023 season. Will Wagner has the lead off second base. Colin Barber is off first. Pitch from Leal swung on and bounced foul. Back to the screen it goes. One ball and two strikes to Stevens. Catcher C.J. Stubbs is on deck for the Hooks. Hooks wearing kind of sky blue jerseys over white baseball pants. And the guys, at least if you can see the socks, the stirrups, they are bright red. Rocktown's in the slightly darker blue jerseys over the gray baseball pants. Stretching the 1-2, Leal from the set. Delivery down the middle, bit low. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Joey Loporfino, driving into Hook's run in the first inning. My goodness, has he been tough on the Hounds. He has 22 RBIs, 10 of them against the Hounds. Swinging a foul out of play. Count is 2-2. David Leal, left-hander. He is a Texan. He's from Houston. He went to Louisiana Tech. That's where the A's found him. Also spent some time in junior college. Left-hander delivers. Backdoor pitch just wide and away. So now 3-2. Well, let's see what manager Joe Thon thinks here. First and second. Nobody down. 3-2 count. Stevens batting from the right side. Leal leans in, has the sign from Shane McGuire. Count is full, nobody down. Stretch, kicking the pitch by the left-hander. That ball grounded toward third. Harris can't get there. Hernandez knocks it down, but that'll be a base hit. Bases are loaded, nobody out. Brett Harris came within an absolute whisker of making that play. Had he made it, a good chance at the double play, but it was just beyond his reach. So now eight batters in, that's five base hits. And again, David is the kind of guy who needs to keep you off balance with all that off-speed stuff. And the Hooks have been in there pretty solidly against him. The batter is C.J. Stubbs. 2-1 lead now, hanging by a thread here in the second inning. pitch from Leal. That ball is bounced foul. Stubbs well out in front of the off-speed pitch and sent it foul wide of the line over by the dugout on the third base side. Top of the order, Quincy Hamilton waiting on deck. Wagner at third, Barber at second, Stevens at first. Nobody down. Sent in pitch by Leal. Backdoor pitch rolled toward third base. Harris makes the play. He's going to come home, and there is the out. That's all they'll get for the out denied at home plate. The run that is, and the play by Harris. Wagner forced out. 5-2 goes the put out. Barber to third. Stevens to second. Fielder's choice for Stubbs. He's on at first base. Now Will Wagner. We'll see how the infield will set up here. Bases loaded. One man down for the left-handed hitter. Quincy 5'10", goes into 220. Soft line drive out to Brett Harris, his first time. Infield back up the middle, pinched in at the corners. Breaking pitch, down and away. One ball, no strikes. Brett Harris even with the bag. Likewise, J.J. Schwartz at first base. Shortstop Bernays and Logan Davidson playing back up the middle. One ball, no strikes. Pitch by Leal. Breaking ball to the dirt. That's ball two. 2-0. So dangerous scenario here. And with Drew Gilbert waiting on deck. He has already announced his presence with authority as a member of the Hooks. Two balls, no strikes. Hamilton waits. 270 batting average for Quincy. 2-0 pitch by Leal. Swung on, fouled away. And if out in front of that, ball will just sneak over onto the roof, disappointing a group of fans down below. They patiently wait to see if the ball might come back, and this is the ballpark. Every once in a while, I don't think you get many that come back from the roof. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way to Hamilton. Backup delivery lifted in the air to center field. This is not overly deep. Butler coming on. Will the runner tag? He will. Going to come to the plate. And Butler's throw is going to be... They get him. They got him. He's out. You betcha. Catch and tag by Shane McGuire on the high throw by Butler. The Rockhounds took an 8-2 double play to win the inning. Lawrence Butler's throw a little high to the third base side. Shane McGuire, when he waits for Lawrence, goes over and going to give him the high five. Yeah. Those two going to hug a little bit. That is a terrific play. Hamilton flies out to center. Boy, McGuire did a nice job handling that throw and through the wind. Terrific throw by Lawrence Butler. David Leal is David Copperfield. He gets out of bases loaded, nobody out, and nothing across. After two, somehow, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Hooks 1.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, Brett Harris will lead it off for the Rockhounds. The right-hander Aaron Brown delivers, and Brett bounces one foul wide of third. 0-1 count. A fielder's choice and a run scored his first time up. It was on the error by Shea Whitcomb at second base. Boy, the two big defensive plays in this game. 0-1 pitch, and that's lined into left field. That looks a little more like Brett Harris. Line drive to left, leading off the third. Everybody... I think you can probably say that without equivocation in major league, minor league, whatever it might be. You're going to have ups and downs. Brett in his last eight games hitting just 207. But remember, for the year, he's at 310 coming in, and he lines that ball into left field for a leadoff base hit. Here's Darryl Hernandez. Doubled his first time, drove in a pair, called strike outside corner. The Whitcomb error opened the door for Darryl, who drove the double to left field. That drove in two. The inning might have been over. It's a big swing and a miss, comes up empty. It's quickly 0-2 from Aaron Brown to Darryl Hernandez. And likewise, in the second inning, bases loaded, nobody down. The Rockhounds get one man at home plate in the play by Brett Harris, coming home for the force out, and then the 8-2 double play. And if the Hounds go on to win this game, that game, or that play, really big in this game. 0-2 pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. As always, there is breeze. It's about 15 miles an hour. And it would have been slightly in to Lawrence Butler and across breeze as well. His throw was high, got to the plate in the air. It was a hard hit ball, foul wide of third, still 1-2 to Hernandez. A really good effort by Lawrence to throw a little bit up the third baseline, a little bit high. Shane McGuire made the catch and got the tag just barely on Colin Barber as he went by. Really good play by both guys and a big play indeed. 1-2 pitch, lined up the middle, and that's a base hit over the glove of Shea Whitcomb into center field. First and second, nobody out. Darryl Hernandez, 2-for-2. That was a really good at bat. He got down 0-2, came back and lined one up the middle to center field. So the Hounds now have their fourth and fifth base hits of this game. Now here's Logan Davidson. Well, on the heels of the Hernandez two-run double, Logan swung at the first pitch in the first inning, first pitch he saw, and sent a single into right center field. Swings and sends one high and foul here. Count is 0-1. That extends his pitch streak to five games. And again, his last 22. Last 22 now. Remember, we started this stat when it was about four or five games. Last 22 games hitting better than 350. 0-1 count, two on, nobody down. 2-1 Hounds in the third. Pitch to Logan, down the middle. Called strike 2-0. Make it 0-2. I'm sorry, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Brett Harris, the walking lead into the sunshine off second base. Darryl Hernandez in the shadows at first. Set by Brown. Davidson waits. 0-2 pitch. Bounce foul. Not over the top and out in front of it, but got a piece of it. Stays in at 0-2. Ball dribbles over to the on-deck circle. J.J. Schwarz will retrieve. Shadows lengthening out. Now, boy, second base is really rough, and first base as well. Those guys are both in the sunlight from about the knees up. Sun looking right at him. Pitch to Logan. Up and away, not by a lot. One ball, two strikes. A few of the fans grumble. Logan, four home runs, 15 driven in to go with a batting average now at .288. Switch hitter from the left side. Runners their leads. Set by Aaron Brown. Right-hander delivers this ball. Hit in the air. Shallow left field. In fact, it'll be the third baseman drifting back, and Will Wagner in foul ground will tuck that away. We'll pop up left side. Wagner making the play. One man down. Here's J.J. Schwarz. Faces Aaron Brown, 24-year-old from Nashville, Tennessee. Went to Middle Tennessee State. Astros drafted him in the ninth round of 2021. Spent all of last year at the high A level, did Aaron. Asheville, the South Atlantic League, so near home to say the least. There's a high pop-up, and a frustrated J.J. Schwarz watches as first baseman Lopofito will glove that. Pop out first, so two men down. Well, just as the Hooks did in the bottom of the second, Rockhounds here in the top of the third. Good opportunity, but it's now two on and two men down. Here is Lazaro Armenteros. He struck out on three pitches his first time. Right-handed hitter. Moves that bat back and forth with the shoulder. He takes just outside for a ball, 1-0. Lazaro on Saturday had an 0-for-5 ball game. First time he has not reached base as a member of the Rockhounds.
takes. That's right down the middle. Called strike. Good change up, and the count goes 1-1. Lead off single, Brett Harris, followed by a Hernandez single. They, though, are still at first and second. Two men down. Couple of pop-outs in the meanwhile. Mazzaro takes down and away. Good block by catcher C.J. Stubbs. Count goes 2-1. Just a couple of high, white, wispy clouds have joined us here in this blue sky at the beach. Heat index was 90 degrees at first pitch with a temp of 83. 2-1. Pitch right down the middle. Glenn Glazero knew it. 2-2. 2-2. And the big right-handed hitter will stand back in. Lazaro, 6'1", 195 out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He waits in the count 2-2. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him with a fastball up and away. So a couple of strikeouts for Lazaro in this game. And the Rockhounds also miss a great opportunity. No runs on a couple of hits. No errors and two men left on base. So as we go to the bottom half of the third inning, this stays a one-run game. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Hooks 1.
Lawn and Garden Center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the Cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the Market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
One defensive miscue, one defensive gem, and a missed opportunity for each team. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 2-1 Rockhounds. David Leal will face Drew Gilbert to lead it off. A base hit and a run scored in the first inning for the Astros' number one prospect. He'll be followed by Kennedy Corona and Joey Loperfido. Loperfido driving home the run, as he has been doing at a scarily consistent rate against the Rockhounds in the first couple of meetings of the year between these teams. Just heard from Hilliard Office Solutions, our road to the show. Going to talk about a guy who hit 4 home runs in one game. And not many guys have done that. Here is Drew Gilbert now to lead it off. Shade him up the middle. Big old hook off speed for a strike by Leal, 0-1. That's one of those pitches, it looks like he could hit it twice. But boy, if he has you leaning and now pitch all up and then it hit him, that will be frustrating for David Leal. Leadoff man is on. He's trying to pitch in and got a little bit too in, so Gilbert, the hit by pitch, he takes first base. Nobody down for Kennedy Corona. Tapped out to the catcher his first time up. Corona at 236. He has 4 homers, 13 driven in. Kennedy, a guy who rates in the top 20 among Astros prospects. Was time called? Yep, I guess time was called just before the pitch. David went ahead and threw, but time had been called. So it's one on, nobody down. 2-1 score. Hounds on top. Corona at the plate. Loperfido on deck. Gilbert takes the lead. The lefty looks right at him. Leal comes to the plate. Ball hit toward third. Two hops to Harris. Goes to second base for one. The pivot, the throw, and they got him by a step. Double play around the horn. Harris to Davidson and on to Schwarz. 5-4-3. And Corona, not an easy guy to double up. He runs really well. So two men down. Boy, the defense has really backed David Leal nicely in the second and third innings. And now Loperfido. Well, Joey, against the Hounds, is now 10 for 21 with 10 driven in. Man, takes right down the chute. It was 82. That's as hard as David's thrown in this game to this point.
Well, Perfetto was a 300 hitter, 5 homers, 22 driven in, including the run driven in this game. Takes down and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. The left-handed hitter is Lo Perfetto out of Philadelphia, 24 years of age. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. That is vintage David Leal. And what do we have? Time, I think, yep, time called at home plate. Jared Molman is our home plate umpire. He took a little extra oomph in indicating time had been called. Now Leal ready to go. The pitch sails up high, and the count is even at 2-2. If Lo Perfetto extends the third inning, Shea Whitcomb would be next for Corpus Christi. A lefty-lefty matchup in Leal's pitch. Backup delivery lifted high in the air. Shallow center field. Lawrence Butler is there. Drifts into left center. Looks up into that high sky and got it. And the inning is over. So the Hounds have turned 2 double plays in this game. Around the horn here in the third. And 8-2. Butler to McGuire in the second. Give you some totals and a little bit of trivia coming up. We have played 3. Series opener in Corpus Christi. Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top of the hooks, 2-1.
Look its very best, and we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
First game of this 6-game set. Rockhounds lead it by the score of 2-1. All of the scoring in the first inning. A couple of opportunities since, but neither team able to cash in after the first inning. Rockhounds got a break when Shea Whitcomb misplayed a throw from Aaron Brown, the Hooks pitcher that might have been the start of a 1-4-3 double play. Instead, the inning extended Daryl Hernandez with a 2-run double. Shane McGuire leads it off. We go to the fourth inning. Pitched by Aaron Brown, and that is punched left side, but it will drift foul. 0-1 to McGuire. Shane flew out to center. His first time up. Chase Galloway and Denzel Clark will follow. The Hooks scored in the bottom half of the first inning. A single by Drew Gilbert. Went to second on a bounce out. Scored on Joey Loperfito's RBI single to right. McGuire waits. 0-1 pitch. A shot up the middle of base hit. Shane coming off that 3-for-5 on Sunday. 1-for-2 in this one with a line drive up the middle. 6 hits now for the Hounds, including that one. In the second inning, bases loaded, nobody out for Corpus Christi. But a ground ball to third handled by Brett Harris. He came home for the force out. And then we just mentioned the fly ball double play. Lawrence Butler, the catcher, Shane McGuire, made just both of them really good plays to end a second inning in which the Hooks had bases loaded, nobody out. Chase Calabui takes a called strike 0-1. Hounds had 2-1, nobody out in the third, but could not do anything with it. So a 2-1 game into the fourth. One on and nobody down. Pitch to Chase. Bouncing ball. Big high hop over Lo Perfetto. That'll be handled at second base. And just in time, covering the bag is Aaron Brown. That will go Whitcomb to Brown. A 4-1 put out. Advancing to second is Shane McGuire. So a would-be sacrifice, or at least the result being about the same, as Chase bounces out. Runner in scoring position for Denzel Clark. 4 strikeouts for Aaron Brown, 2 against Denzel, 2 against Lázaro Armenteros. So including the base hit by McGuire opening the fourth, and McGuire is running. The pitch is taken, stolen base without a throw. Shane McGuire's second steal of the season, and that's not a little deal. He's there with one man down at third base. corner infielders at least will come in. Shane with a steal. Pitch down and in, ball two to Denzel. Two balls, no strikes. Who says catchers can't run? Very heady play. Now the infield in all the way around. 2-1 score. Pitch to Denzel. Checks his swing. Did he go? The appeal? Nope, did not. Not this time. 3-0. Hounds have two runs, six hits, no errors. 2-6-0. Corpus, one run, five hits, one error. 1-5-1. Infield in. 3-0 count. Does Denzel have the green light? Doesn't matter. He'll take all the way. Count is now 3-1. Is that high? Oh, ball four. I'm going with the crowd. People downstairs started applauding. Pitch was high. It's ball four. Dugout, by the way, is griping about that. That pitch looked pretty good. I think the folks in the sections just down below me might have a point, but it's first and third with one man down. Walk for Aaron Brown, his second of the game. Batter is Lawrence Butler. He has drawn a walk, later scored. And, boy, ripped a ball. Joey Loperfido made a really nice catch on the first baseman on a line drive. Pitch to Lawrence off speed, fouled away, off to the left out of play, 0-1. So top of the fourth inning, Hounds, two hooks, one. Teams will play tomorrow and Thursday evenings at 6:35, 7:05 Friday and Saturday, and on getaway day, 6:35 Sunday. Runner goes, pitch is taken, here's the throw, and on a hop to the end, nope, he got around the tag. Head first dive, steal by Denzel. Boy, that was really close. 0-2 count to Lawrence Butler. Stolen base for Denzel Clark. So he has his second. Just moments after Shane McGuire with his second steal of this season. And now it's second and third. And, boy, Lawrence taking an extra moment here. He went in really hard. He went in head first. So he's on his knees on the bag. Bobby Crosby started to come out. Lawrence said he's okay, just trying to catch his breath. Probably went into that bag pretty heavily. So Lawrence with the thievery, and it's second and third. Denzel with the thievery. Lawrence waits for the pitch, takes down and in does Butler, and it's one and two. So McGuire, a single, goes to second on the bounce out by Calabrese, steals third, a walk to Clark on a close pitch, and a stolen base for Denzel. Second and third, one away. Pitch to Lawrence in a high fly ball, left field, not deep. But McGuire's going to tag. He's going to come to the plate. The throw by Hamilton got a chance, and they got him. Another outfield to catcher double play. This one from Quincy Hamilton to C.J. Stubbs. Turnabout, it seems, is fair play, and McGuire is out at the plate, and the inning will come to an end. So the Rockhounds, no runs on a hit and a walk, no errors. One man left on base. Boy, each team has gotten a big play from an outfielder to the plate. So we're in the middle of the fourth inning. Rockhounds had another opportunity, but it goes by the boards. And after 3.5, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Hooks 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last half of the fourth, and David Leal bends one over the heart of the plate to right-handed hitting Shane Whitcomb, the second baseman for the Hooks. David comes back with an 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed it quick. 0-2 count to Whitcomb. Whitcomb, Wagner, and Barber here in the fourth. Pitch by Leal. Swing and a miss. And on three pitches, Whitcomb out on strikes. First strikeout for David. Again, he won't strike out a lot of batters, but he doesn't walk many either. The question is, can he keep the off balance and keep the hits down? And this ball game, a little bit of both in defense has really backed him. Here's Will Wagner, single to start the second inning. Takes a breaking pitch away for a ball. Wagner, the Hooks' third baseman. And he's a top 15 prospect for the Astros. Swings and sends this one high and foul off to the left out of play. We did not see Will in the first series. Likewise, Drew Gilbert. Both are in the lineup for the Hooks. The 1-1 pitch to Wagner is well inside for a ball. The count goes 2-1. Well, defensive plays. One of them an error, but defense has been an important part in the game. Pitch down the way, 3-1. We're 3.5 innings in, and both teams have an outfield to home plate assist in this game. 3-1 count. Leal with Wagner from the left side to pitch to Will, and he bounces one foul wide of first base. J.J. in hot pursuit. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count. Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia is on the stage. Sean Green, L.A. Dodgers, tremendous power hitter for a good number of years. 2002, hit 4 home runs in the game. It was only the 14th time in big league history, the second time that month in 2002. Mike Cameron did it for the Mariners a couple of weeks before. Pitch down the middle, called third strike. Not sure Wagner agrees, but a called third strike, and he will walk away. You know, looking out at the mound, maybe in some frustration, second consecutive strikeout for David. His 2 whiffs in the game have come here in the fourth, back-to-back, and here's Colin Barber. So when Sean Green hit 4 home runs in the game 21 years ago, breaking pitch down and away for a ball, he became the 14th guy to do it. How many players, if any, have done it since 4 home runs in a game? Sean Green was number 14 back in 2002. Has anybody done it since? Pitch for just outside. That's one David Leal wanted and did not get. Colin Barber, left-handed hitter, singled his first time up. He is 10 for 17 against the Hounds. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Good backup delivery by David, 2-1 to count. Again, he had 3 doubles, a home run, 7 driven in the series at Rocky Town. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. Just up high, ball 3-1. If Barber reaches, Chad Stevens will be next. Nobody on, 2 down, 4th inning, 2-1 Rockhounds. Barber waits. The hitter's count, 3-1. Pitch from Leal. Hit high in the air and foul out of play, 3-2. Leal will tell you at least one player has hit 4 home runs in the game since Sean Green accomplished it on this date, 2002. At least one more. But it remains pretty much rarefied air. Here's the stretch in the 3-2, and that ball is fouled away. We'll do it again on full count. Colin Barber at 286, very solid start to this season. And tonight, game number 40. So coming in, 69 game half, 39 in the books, 30 remaining. In the first half, of course. Pitch down and away, ball 4. Yep, David doesn't walk a lot of guys. That's a walk against 2 strikeouts, and here is Chad Stevens. Well, what a difference home and away can make, I guess. Chad was 0 for 23 in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He's 1 for 1 at Whataburger Field. He singled a shortstop. That was a ball that Brett Harris tried to get to, and it just eluded his glove. Gerald Hernandez knocked it down, but it was a base hit. Stevens delivers, or takes, rather, down and in from David Leal. 1 ball, no strikes. So a strikeout of Whitcomb swinging, Will Wagner looking, and Colin Barber drawing a walk. 1 on, 2 out, and a 1-0 count. Stevens from the right side takes, Just up and in, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And Shane McGuire going to go out for a visit with David Leal. So this is just going to be pitcher and catcher, it would appear. Yep, just a conversation between the battery here. McGuire ends it, of course, with the pat on the backside, which is a baseball tradition. Jogs back behind the plate. Stevens at the dish. C.J. Stubbs waiting on deck. 2-1 Rockhounds at the bottom of the fourth inning. Hooks come in at 17-22. They are five games back, so an important series for them going against the Hounds, who do lead the division. 2-0 pitch, down and in, ball three, 3-0. And the Hounds lead by three. That was their lead against San Antonio when the Missions came to town. Missions won three straight, and the Hounds came back and won three straight. 3-0 pitch, that'll get there, called strike, three balls and one strike to right-handed hitting shortstop Chad Stevens. Mentioned at the top, Frisco is 4.5 back, and Amarillo and Corpus 5 back. The 2-3-1 pitch, that is fouled away, and again, a full count, 3-2. So David has gone full now to each of the last three batters he has faced here in the fourth inning. Hounds leading it 2-1. Still plenty of sunlight on the right side of the ballpark, the left side almost entirely in shadows. The shadows lengthen out left to right. And watching in right field, Denzel shielding his eyes, so that sun is coming right at him. Tossed first by Leal over to J.J. That'll just check the runner back to the bag. The disengagement rule, that is throw number one. 3-2. Does the runner go with two down? Of course, yep, takes off. Pitch swung on, lifted high and foul. J.J. going to give a long look. He will run out of room. A gentleman who is all by himself in one section of the ballpark. There are folks here, but not a big crowd. Of course, it's a Tuesday night. So one gentleman basically has a section to himself, and he had no idea, I mean zero, that that ball was coming his way. So it clanked into the seats about three rows away from him, and he was startled. Big time. 3-2 again. Pitch by Leal. Up high. Ball four. So two strikeouts. Now two walks. And that will bring up C.J. Stubbs. Tying run now in scoring position. And that may be it for David. As Bobby Crosby is going to come out of the dugout. Hasn't made the sign yet. But let's see if he does. And David has started only three times now on the season, so pitches into the fourth here. Bobby may have asked Shane McGuire to go out a minute or two ago just to take a little time, and now Bobby's going to make the umpire break things up, and now there goes the call to the bullpen. So it'll be two on with two men down. That will be C.J. Stubbs. David goes 3-2/3. It's a five base hits, one run it was earned. Walked two, struck out two, all in this inning. He hit one batter earlier. And it'll be first and second with two men down in this one-run ball game. And we'll see who comes out of the Rockhounds bullpen. I want to say it's Calvin Coker. He's pitched in all sorts of different roles for the Rockhounds. He's coming in early this time, and yep, that is Calvin who will come on to pitch. So Calvin Coker, right-hander, will face C.J. Stubbs as he'll take his warm-up tosses. Let's do our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia for you. Sean Green, this date, L.A. Dodgers, four home runs in one game. Man, that's tough to do. He was the 14th to do it. How many have done it since? Four. And three of them, I think, probably would be logical suspects. Carlos Delgado, the slugger for Toronto in 2003. Josh Hamilton did it with the Rangers in 2012. Of course, Hamilton, just tremendous power. Scooter Gennett did it for the Reds in 2017. Maybe not a logical suspect, but Scooter hit four in a game in 2017, and later in that same year, a former Corpus Christi hook. No. J.D. Martinez. Yep, played here on his way up with the Astros. The Astros, if you recall, released him. Released him. And still went on to do what they have done. But J.D. on this date, playing with Arizona in 2017. Four home runs in one game. So 18 guys have done it ever. Most recently, J.D. Martinez, 2017. Little bonus trivia for you. I had a kick out of this one. We'll see how this A.B. will go. A little bonus Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. Now Stubbs, two on, two out. Coker set. Yanks one away. Backhanded by Shane McGuire behind the plate, 1-0. 2-1 Hounds, bottom half of the fourth inning. Stubbs bounced into a fielder's choice. His first time up, came with the bases loaded. 1-0 pitch by Coker. That will, boy, just missed down and away. I think the Hounds battery thought they were out in their dugout arguing about that one as well. Bobby not happy with the response. Coker throws with such movement. That pitch looked really good, and it, I guess, might have ended up low and outside. This pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 2-1. But right-hander against right-hander, boy, that sweeping breaking pitch could be a great weapon. And, well, you could tell that Calvin thought it was a strike. Shane thought it was a strike, and the dugout was convinced. Two balls, one strike, two on, two out. One-run game set by Coker. Pitch outside, ball three. So 3-1 now from Calvin to C.J. Stubbs. Quincy Hamilton, top of the order on deck. Well, Hounds have one ally here. Somebody just yelled, come on, Blue, on that call. 3-1 pitch by Coker. That backs up, boy, just inside, ball four. Bases are loaded on three consecutive walks, two by David Leal, and now one by Calvin Coker. And here is Quincy Hamilton, left-handed hitter, top of the order. Coker, it looked like anyway, felt like he threw some pretty good pitches there, but did not get the calls. Calvin making his 15th appearance and is high on the team. Right-hander comes set, bases full, pitch on the way, bends over the heart of the plate, called strike 0-1. Hamilton has lined out softly to third baseman Brett Harrison, flew out to center. That turned into the 8-2 double play that ended the second inning. Butler to McGuire. Pitch high and away for a ball. Count is 1-1. Calvin Coker in 20 innings, 22 hits. The walk a moment ago, his third is all. 14 strikeouts. Coker's pitch, and that's down low. That's ball two. Well, you have a little double jeopardy going here. You have a 2-1 count with the bases loaded, two down to Quincy Hamilton. And Drew Gilbert is on deck. And that's a guy you don't want to face in this inning. 2-1 pitch by Coker. Bouncer toward the right side that'll be handled by J.J. Underhands to Calvin, covering the bag. And the inning is over on a 3-1 putout. It got dicey without benefit of a base hit. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on base for the Hooks. So we have played four with Corpus Christi, Texas. Team starting a six-game series here at Whataburger Field. And after four complete in the opener, Hounds on top of the Hooks, 2-1.
But don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B? Try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hounds and Hooks brought your way in part by Budweiser and Bud Light. We'll join you at 6:25 the next couple of evenings. and then 6:55 on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, again, will be an evening game, much to our disgruntlement. That's a getaway day with about a 10-hour, 10-plus, I would imagine, on the bus. Hounds are going north to Little Rock, Arkansas, face the Arkansas Travelers, second half of this 2 weeks on the road. Brett Harris will lead it off at the top of the fifth inning. Harris, Hernandez, and Davidson, 3-4 and 5 in the Rock Hounds order. 2-1 Hounds lead, all the scoring in the first. Brett 1-for-2 with a run scored. Pitch by Aaron Brown, drops down and in for a ball. One ball, no strike. So for Aaron Brown, he trails the game 2-1. But, again, the Rock Hounds just really tough on him at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And he has pitched well in this one, swinging a foul back, 1-1. Each team has missed an opportunity or two. I think you have to say that. Good defense has been a big part of that. Stretching pitch in the 1-1, and that ball is drilled to left field, but going back is Hamilton. He's got it. Boy, that is a line shot and a hard out. That probably the best hit ball of this game, but it didn't quite have enough elevation to do damage, and Brett lines out to left field on an absolute laser. Here is Darryl Hernandez, 2-for-2. Two-run double and a single. This guy has been just tremendous. Takes down low ball, 1-1 ball, no strikes. Darryl Hernandez, now that goes back a little ways. The swing and a shot down the left field line. He's got another base hit. He's 3-for-3. Hernandez with a batting helmet flying off his head. He's going to make turn. Going to come for third base on a double out down the left field line. The throw not in time. A triple. Darryl Hernandez. And man, you got a flat boogie to get around on a shot down the left field line. A triple for Darryl. He is a home run away from the cycle in the fifth inning. Darryl Hernandez. Now the left field line and into the corner. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And yep, they're going to have a pitching change here. So that will be it for Aaron Brown. A one-out triple by Darryl Hernandez. Give you a number on Darryl. In his last 22 games, and again, he's 3-for-3 in this game. In his last 22 games, in fact, let me give you the exact number here. He is hitting .419 in his last 22. .419. And he's hitting better than .375, maybe .380 in his last 26. Well, it's just been tremendous. So the hooks will go to the bullpen, and Tyler Brown will relieve Aaron Brown. He will inherit a runner at third base in the form of Darryl Hernandez. With one man down, the batter will be Logan Davidson. And the Rock Hounds leading this game 2-1. So in the fifth, runner at third, one man down, 2-1 Hounds. A little bonus, Hilliard Office Solutions trivia talked about 4 home runs in a game. 18 guys have done it. J.D. Martinez, former Hook, most recently. How many guys have ever done it in a spring training game? Can't remember where I got this little bit of trivia, a little follow-up here. A 4 home run game. How many have done it in spring training? Now, 18 have done it, but that's in the regular season. How many guys in Major League Baseball history have hit 4 home runs in one game in spring training? And let's give you a 0 to 200. Because I don't know what a logical answer would be. I just know what the answer is. Between 0 and 200, we'll give you an at-bat here. How many players have hit 4 home runs in a single spring training game? Logan Davidson is the batter. Batting from the left side, Logan 1-for-2. Left fielder Quincy Hamilton has to hustle back over to his position. I didn't notice it, but they had it up on camera. The three outfielders were talking to one another in straightaway center. Now Tyler Brown was ready to go, and Quincy wasn't. Pitch to Logan, swings and pops it foul. This might be playable. Third base side, Wagner giving a look. Nope, out of room by two rows. Boy, Will was giving that a long, serious look. 0-1 to Logan Davidson. Runner at third, one man down. Logan at the dish. J.J. Schwarz on deck for the Hounds. in inning number five, a 2-1 Rockhounds lead. All the scoring in the first inning. Logan waits 0-1 count. Tyler Brown, stretch and pitch. Down the middle, but maybe low. One ball, one strike. There's just something magical about a foul ball at a ball game. That one was apparently about two rows short of a nice couple in the next to last row just down the third base side. And they showed the lady's face. Bless her heart. That is disappointment personified. 1-1 pitch. Bounce foul at the plate. 1-2 to Logan. I mean, almost just staring out into space as to say that baseball was so close. There's just something about it. I've been going to baseball a long time. Of course, you can't count them coming into the booth. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should, because that's terrifying. But this is a fan in the stands. I think I've come up with a couple, usually in pretty thin attendance days. Here's the 1-2. That's fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes to count. Logan at 288 coming into the game. He's 1-for-2. Field almost in shadows now. Right field, though, still going to have to put up with the sun a little bit more. Kennedy Corona out there for the Astros double-A, the hooks. The 1-2 stretch and pitch, and that ball is punched but fouled out of play. Left side, still 1-2 to Logan. Tyler Brown, right-hander, 6'4", big kid, 225. He's 24 years of age out of Mansfield, Ohio. Logan Davidson's fouled a couple away. It's 1-2. Runner at third, infield in. Pitch up high. Ball 2-2. Logan steps out for a moment, right back in, not taking his time out. Just taking an extra moment or two. Now ready to go. He was back in legally. Infield in all the way around. 2-2 to Davidson. Swings and fouls another one back. Do it again on 2-2. Tyler Brown making his 15th appearance. He has been very solid out of the bullpen. 4.32 ERA. 13 hits and 16 2/3. Walked 10, struck out 15. That number not quite what you'd like, but he's been solid. 2-2 to Logan. Swings in another fly ball foul. And this one, yep, going to get into the seats again. That one bounces right between two rows of seats and then back up onto the concourse. So that's 4 2-strike foul balls now for Logan Davidson. This will be the 9th pitch that Tyler Brown has thrown. Here is the stretch yet again. Logan Davidson waits, takes down low, ball 3. Good patience. Say this every once in a while. That is a pitch that I think Logan wouldn't say would have, but might have taken a swing at in the last season or two. And as his evolution continues as a hitter, that was good patience. That pitch was right down the chute, but a little bit low. Here is the stretch, 3-2. First base open, pitch to Logan. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good breaking pitch down and in. Logan asking if that would have been a strike anyway, but he is out on strikes. Good breaking pitch. So it is two out now with a runner at third base, Darryl Hernandez. Boy, you don't like to. To squander a triple. Hernandez there with two men down. Here's JJ now. Stretch and pitch by Tyler Brown right down the middle. Called strike going one on the fastball. No balls and one strike. Infield back, of course, with two men down. Outfield shades J.J. slightly the opposite way. Very shallow and right. Swings and sends one that way. Foul ball out of play, 0-2. So Tyler Brown trying to get Aaron Brown off the hook here. Nope. No pun was intended. And the field now has entirely drifted into shadows. Takes a while here. 0-2 the count. It's the J.J. hard hit towards shortstop. Going to be backhanded to the shoot tops. Throw across the body on a hop. Got him. The inning is over. A tremendous play at shortstop by Chad Stevens. Nice reach and pick by Loperfido, and the inning comes to an end. J.J. sent that toward the left side. That's a terrific play by shortstop Chad Stevens. So a one-out triple goes by the boards. No runs on a hit, no errors. A man is left on base. And so we will go to the bottom half of inning number five. And this stays a one-run ball game. All the scoring at this point in time was in the first inning. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, and the Hooks 1.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and it's Calvin Coker to face Drew Gilbert. First pitch, called strike, got there knee high down the middle. Drew Gilbert, left-handed hitter, with tremendous collegiate career at the University of Tennessee. Part of a tremendous team. Pitch inside for a ball, one ball and one strike. And Drew is the center fielder for the Hooks. He leads it off with Kennedy Corona and Joey Loperfido to follow, still 2-1. Boy, both teams have threatened since the first inning. Pitch just down and away. Count 2-1. Drew Gilbert, only 5'9". He goes into 190. He's 22. Swings and sends one sharply foul wide of the bag at first, and it's 2-2. He's from Stillwater, but not that one. Stillwater, Minnesota is his hometown. And drafted by the Astros just last June, so less than a full year as a professional. Top prospect, according to MLB.com, on the Astros chain. Pitch up high and away, ball 3-2. Of course, that's high praise no matter how you look at it, but man, that's a tough roster to crack, isn't it? 3-2 pitch, and that is sharply sent foul again over toward the Hounds dugout. First base side. Count stays 3-2 to Drew. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 Hounds. Calvin Coker comes set. Slender right-hander twist into 3-2. Outside, ball 4. So a couple of walks for Calvin Coker in this game, and again, that is certainly not his calling card at all. And it's one on with nobody down for Kennedy Corona. Corona, right-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Calvin Coker had walked only two batters coming into this game. He has walked two of the first three he's faced here. Delivers a strike right down the middle to Corona. Kennedy tapped out to catcher Shane McGuire in the first, bounced into an around-the-horn double play in the third. Right-handed hitter waits, and the pitch coming now from Calvin Coker, and that's inside for a ball. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Corona, 236 on the season. Toss over to first base. Gilbert goes diving but gets back in. The breeze here about as consistent as it is anywhere. both velocity and direction. Backup pitch lifted high in the air to left field. Not deep. Shortstop Hernandez, in fact, is out. Yep, Darryl will make the call in front of Lazaro Armenteros and makes the catch for the out. Pop out to shortstop in left field. One man down. And here's Joey Loperfido. RBI single in the first. He flew out to center field in the third. Facing Calvin Coker came on a relief of David Leal. 3 2/3 for David. 5 base hits. It limited the hooks to 1 run. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Coker's pitch fouled straight back. Now tipping that up the mask of Shane McGuire. So Calvin Coker, pitcher of record in this game, 27-year-old right-hander who makes his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. Had some time in big league camp this spring training, did Calvin. Stretch and pitch, and that ball fouled away. Boy, I've said it before, you just can't put a price tag on that. That's a great experience. I owe you some trivia, speaking of spring training. Mentioned four home runs in one game. Sean Green did it big leagues in this date. 2002, one of now 18 guys to do it. Most recently, J.D. Martinez, the former hook. Throw to first. Boy, that's close. Glove by J.J. So 18 guys have done it in the big leagues in the regular season. How many guys have hit four home runs in a single spring training game? I said between 0 and 200. It's not zero, but it's close. 1-0-2. Hard hit ball out to a shortstop. Hernandez makes the play, goes to second base for one. The pivot, the turn, the throw, not going to be in time. Loperfido took it and put it in play sharply with two strikes in the count. Hernandez made the play nicely, went to Logan for the out at second base. Loperfido hustled, though, and beat the relay throw. One on with two men down. And here's Shea Whitcomb. He is flown out to left and struck out. Henry Rodriguez of the L.A. Dodgers against the Mets in 1995, the only guy to ever hit four home runs in a spring training game. That, to me, both makes perfect sense and maybe none at all. Swinging a high fly ball into center field. Butler is there, drifting back, short of the track. A seagull flies in front of him as he makes the catch for the out. Well hit ball by Shea Whitcomb, but to straightaway center field, and Lawrence is there. No runs, hits, or errors. The leadoff walk goes by the boards. We have played 5 here at Corpus Christi. Boy, and it has been opportunities to be certain, but all the scoring in the first inning. Give you a quick wrap-up coming. Village Car Wash score through 5. Hounds 2, Hooks 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
As we go to the sixth inning, Julio Rufino will come on the pitch. This is a piggyback start for the Astros. They are one of the organizations that still does this a lot, routinely so, the piggyback starts. And, in fact, they do it not only at AA, but at least earlier in this season, we're doing it at AAA, which is very unusual. Rufino had a beauty against Tulsa not long ago. The Hooks defeated the Drillers 1-0 in this ballpark, and Rufino was tremendous in that game, so he is on as the second of the two starters. They'll face the bottom third of the order, Lazaro Armenteros, Shane McGuire, and Chase Calabrese here in the sixth. Rockhounds 2, Hooks 1, all the scoring in the first inning. Lazaro 0 for 2 on strikes and takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 from Rufino. Two-run double by Darryl Hernandez in the top of the first for the Rockhounds. Pitch down and into the shoe tops. Did it hit him? Yep, it did. Lazaro hit by a pitch. Just a breaking ball that was trying to come inside and just bent down and in and popped him right on the shoe top. One on, nobody down. RBI single by Joey Loperfido. Mentioned he has 22 RBIs on the season in 25 games, 26 now. And he has 10 of those RBIs in 7 games against the Rockhounds. Now Shane McGuire, 1 for 2 with a line drive single. Takes a strike right down the middle, 0-1 from Robina. Hounds have 2 runs on 7 base hits. No errors, 2-7-0. Hooks have 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error. The 1 error was critical. Opened the door for the 2-run double by Hernandez in the first. Looking to bunt, McGuire, a beauty, charging. Wagner makes the throw. He beat it. That's a base hit for Shane McGuire. That is a gorgeous bunt, and Will Wagner did everything you could possibly do. McGuire trying at least, a perfect sacrifice attempt that turns into a base hit. He dropped it down, made sure he got the job done. You're going to push the runner up, and that's your initial job, your primary job. But if you do it well enough, as McGuire just did, you got yourself a base hit. So it's 2-1, nobody down. And that'll bring up Chase Calabrese, 1 for 2 with a double. Chase, number 9, batter in the order. Swinging that ball, well hit to center field. Actually not going to go overly deep, and Gilbert will make the catch. Inside-out swing that was tailing a little bit. And so Chase flies out to center field. No damage done. Gilbert got there easily. One man down, top of the order now, Denzel Clark. So the Hounds lead it 2-1. Each team has had an outfielder throw out a potential run at the plate. Lawrence Butler to Shane McGuire. That ended up bases loaded. Nobody out threat for the Hooks in the second. Rockhounds had a couple of men on in the fifth inning. 7-2 put out Hamilton to Stubbs. Ending an inning in the Hounds rally. Pitch low and in. Ball one. Top of the order, Denzel Clark. He is 0-2 plus a walk. Right-handed hitter is Denzel. 2-1, one man down. Stretching pitch by Robina, bends it down and in. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Teams again will meet tomorrow and Thursday at 6:35. Friday and Saturday, 7:05, and back to 6:35 for Sunday evening's getaway game. 2-0 to count. Robina, the long lookout at second. Right-hander delivers that ball. Punch through on the right side. Denzel with a base hit into right center field. That will score the run with ease. Going to bring runners to first and third. Denzel Clark, good piece of hitting. Low one-hop shot got through into right center field. That will bring Armenteros home with the third run of the game. Hounds lead 3-1 on Denzel's 15th RBI. Again, the world's most entertaining .274 batting average coming into this game. Shane McGuire, by the way, really good hustle. Comes all the way around to third base. So now the batter is Lawrence Butler. He is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. There's a very hard out in this game. Pitched down and away. Really good spear by C.J. Stubbs. Just reached out and got that ball with the glove. Don't think he quite got the body there, sliding over to try to block it, but picked it clean with a glove. 1 ball, no strikes. 7-0 Runners at the corners, one man down. Pitch, that'll get there. Outside half of the plate, called strike, pass ball. Denzel Clark just continues to be remarkably entertaining. Hit .481 in his first 7 games. Hit .081 in his next 10, and he now has hits in 3 straight. Here's the 1-1. Lawrence tempted, did not go. 2 balls, 1 strike. There's a rather definitive Rockhounds fan downstairs. Because I wondered earlier, I thought somebody said, come on, Blue, on a questionable strike called against the Hound, and that time Lawrence Butler took a close pitch, and he said, good eye. So thank you, sir. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. By the way, you add up all that on Denzel, .481 in his first 7, .081 in his next 10, and he's now, what, 5 for his last 12. And somewhere around .275 is what you come up with. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss, and Butler chased one down and away. So Robina with a strikeout, right, with a good amount of experience at this level. It's Two on, two out. Here's Brett Harris. Brett reached on that critical fielder's choice in the first inning. That was the play on which pitcher Aaron Brown's throw was mishandled by second baseman Shea Whitcomb. And moments later, Darryl Hernandez, a two-run double. Brett has singled and lined out. And I mean lined out his last time up. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. I would think that was the hardest hit ball of this game. If not, there has certainly not been one harder hit than the out to lead off the fifth inning. He just ripped the ball to left, but within the reach of Quincy Hamilton. Delivery swung on, lifted high in the air, center field. That is well struck, but Gilbert has plenty of time, plenty of room. He's got it. The inning is over. Hounds get a run on a couple of base hits and a hit batsman. No errors and two men left. So we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. And boy, close ball game. The Rockhounds have extended the lead. With a Star Wash score after 5.5, the Rockhounds 3 and the Hooks 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Calvin Coker to face Will Wagner, Colin Barber, and Chad Stevens as we go to the bottom half of the sixth, the 3-1 game. Hounds and the Hooks. Hounds by 3 games over San Antonio coming into play tonight. Again, there are 30 to go beginning this evening. So you're already kind of the point you made year after year, but until you kind of get into each season, you forget how quickly half seasons go. Will Wagner leads it off 1-for-2. Takes outside for a ball from Coker. Will ripped a single up the middle in the second inning. That started a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam, but the Rockhounds got out of it. 1-0 pitch to Wagner. Right down the middle, called strike 1-1. 69-game half, and boy, first thing you know, you're just kind of getting into the season, kind of settling into the routine. Here's the 1-1. Out there, good off-speed pitch, called strike 1-2. And all of a sudden, you realize you're past the halfway point, and instead of counting how many games you're into the season or kind of recognizing that, you also have to remember how many games are left in a half. Pitch bounce foul wide to first base. And count remains 1-2. Wagner at 290 in 17 games. Again, boy, his dad, Billy Wagner, wow. Just one of the great relievers of his era. So Will obviously grew up around the game and finds himself trying to reach the big leagues with the same team that his dad spent so much of his career with the Astros. Ground ball right side. Logan Davidson has it. Throw to first. One down in the sixth. Batter is Colin Barber, which reminds me, thank you, Alex, for the text, because I absolutely spaced Alex Hoxing, good friend. And very knowledgeable individual, by the way. And he asked, is Colin Barber related to Red Barber? And the answer is, I haven't been able to find it so far. I don't think so. Red Barber, they're basically kind of the father of baseball play-by-play. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 to Colin Barber, left-handed hitter. I can tell you that Colin Flatt loves playing against the Hounds. That much I think I can tell you. An off-speed pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1. And I think Alex asked me right at the end of the last visit with the Hooks, when the Hooks were last in town, pitch outside for a ball. So I will confer with my great colleague Michael Coffin, the voice of the books and one of the... I don't know if Michael is in the top 25 of nicest people on the planet, but if he's not, he's among those receiving votes. 2-1 pitch, down and in for a ball, 3-1 to Barber, left-handed hitter. Colin is 10 for 17 against the Rockhounds, and he's also walked in this game, so he's walked a couple of times in the season series. 3-1, fouled it back, 3-2. And Colin put in MLB.com, and he's a guy much like a couple of other guys on the list. Injuries have slowed him down a bit, as they did Drew Gilbert last year after being drafted. Swinging a high pop-up, right side of the infield. Logan Davidson on the dirt. He's got it. Well, that's a really good pitch by Coker, because Barber has just been absolute heck on the Rockhounds. Two down. Here's Chad Stevens. Baseball is such a goofy game. Chad Stevens went 0-for-3 in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark with 3 walks and 15 strikeouts. So he struck out 15 of 23 at bats. Pitch swung and he fouls it away. It's 0-1. He's 1-for-1 with a walk in this game. Welcome to the beach. Home road splits. Going to be a little crazy with Chad in this series anyway. Nobody on. Two men down. Bottom of the sixth. 3-1 Rockhounds. Pitch on the way by Coker. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. Well, that's one of those about halfway to the plate. You just say, yup, strike. Now, what do we have? Time called by the batter. Well, Jared Molman makes no bones about calling time. He was so demonstrative, I thought maybe something had gotten off the grass berm in right center, but there's only one kid sitting out there tonight. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Coker just worked him over, and that time, Chad Stevens, a three-pitch whiff. Well, I don't want this should scare you. This is the end of the sixth inning. That is the first time either team has gone in order in this game. And so we have played six. Hounds added a run to the lead in the top half of the inning. And after six complete, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 3, Corpus Christi 1.
EIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds. And they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and Daryl Hernandez will lead it off. Boy, Daryl has had himself a ball game, so see what unfolds here. He leads it off in the seventh. He takes outside for ball one. He doubled in the first, driving in a pair. He singled in the third. He tripled in the fifth. So a single, double, and a triple for Daryl Hernandez, and he takes outside ball two for Julio Robina. Robina's numbers right across the board really good, and they were really aided, in fact, and by his most recent outing against Tulsa. 2-0 pitch, down and away, ball 3, 3-0. Julio on the season, 2-3, 4.02 ERA. This is his eighth appearance, his fourth out of the bullpen. Again, he is one of the piggyback starters. And his 3-0 pitch to Hernandez is a called strike, 3-1 to Daryl. That one just got there. Coming into this game, Robina, 31 and a third innings, 30 hits, 9 walks, 26 strikeouts. Pitch down low, and the count now goes, or that's ball 4-4. It's 4-1. Thank you very much. That was a 3-1 pitch. The scoreboard just flashed. See, you look at the scoreboard, and whatever it says, that's what you say. I didn't mean to do it that way. The scoreboard had the count as 4-1, and I read it. I didn't know the scoreboard could do that. They do have an old-fashioned scoreboard here. I have no problem with that at all because it's usually pretty accurate. Here's Logan Davidson, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. They've got the video board right above it, but kind of the old-fangled scoreboard, which just showed a 4-1 count, and the visiting broadcaster went right along with it. Pitch to Logan. Well, just got there. That's a great pitch. Breaking ball, knee-high inside corner. Robina's last time out, he went 6-3 against the Tulsa Drillers. He gave up no runs, one hit, no walks, 10 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Boy, he just had Logan all over the place on that one. So Logan 1-4, a couple of whiffs in this game. But again, Robina has been, well, that last time out, he was just dominant. I was talking to a couple of the good folks here in Corpus Christi. Tulsa, a little bit of a different team since last we saw them early, the first homestand for the Hounds of the year. Andy Paez and one other prospect have both been called up to AAA. So they're missing a couple of pretty good bats. Pitch swung on and missed as J.J. Schwarz with a big rip. So a quick 0-1 count to J.J. Got a little personal business he'd like to extend here, but he's 0-3. Stretch and pitch, and that is, boy, strike at the knees. Boy, Robina really sharp there. Might have been a little bit careful to Darryl Hernandez. Who can blame him? Darryl came into the game hitting 341. He's 3-3. But Robina got Davidson on three pitches, and he is 0-2 to J.J. Schwarz. Pitch to J.J. is down low for a ball. It's 1-2. So Robina coming off an absolute, or maybe the best performance of his professional career. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. Havana, Cuba is his home. Spent all of last year with a hook, so he has experience at this level. And a swing and a miss, and J.J. out on strikes. Well, Robina came on in the sixth inning. He did give up a run. Well, the Hounds got to him a little bit, but that's his third strikeout. Two down for Lázaro Armenteros. He was hit by a pitch opening the sixth inning. That was the first batter that Robina faced. Just threw him a breaking ball that just went down and in and got him in the shoe. Breaking pitch, same spot this time. Didn't hit him, just down and in. One ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire to the on-deck circle. I liked it. Shane McGuire flat and looks like he's playing in a ball game. He is covered in dirt from the base paths and behind the plate. Rockhounds catcher. Runner goes, 1-0 pitch. Pitch is taken down low. Here's the throw. No way, no how. Stolen base. Darryl Hernandez got a great jump. Two balls, no strikes. Darryl now 6 out of 8 on the season. Rockhounds have their third steal of this game. Denzel Clark with a steal in the fourth inning. And earlier in that same inning, Shane McGuire. Hounds don't have Cooper Bowman for a while, but can still run a bit. Backdoor pitch just wide, ball 3-0. Robina thought that might have gotten there. Of course, you take Cooper Bowman out of the equation. That's, well, you don't really replace that type of speed on the base paths, but the Rockhounds have several guys who can run. Here's a 3-0. Takes down low, ball 4. So Armenteros on base, 2 out of 4. And that'll bring up Shane McGuire. Shane 2-3 in this game, 3-4 Sunday. I haven't looked at it in a while. The Rockhounds really have not been running as much as they had earlier in the season. Of course, it depends on situation and what have you. And without Cooper, the numbers figure to take a hit. Delivery, a breaking ball, just down low, 1-0. Crowd didn't care for that. But the Rockhounds with three steals tonight. The impressive thing, they are among the league leaders in team total, but they are stealing bases at 90%, 56 out of 62. breaking pitch swung on and missed, and that would have Shane swinging at the Corpus Christi breeze. Sky darkening, especially off to our right. I am guessing that would be the east, because off to our left you can still see a remnant of a sunset. Some pink in the clouds back there. Runner going in. Darryl Hernandez to throw to third out. Just when I say they're stealing bases, Darryl's out trying to steal third. I would guess Bobby Crosby will have a bit of a discussion with Darryl. You just flat don't want to be the third out at third base. Well, Bobby, blame part of that one on the broadcaster, because I bragged about the stolen base percentage, wouldn't you know. No runs or hits, no errors, a couple of walks and one man left on base, but boy, Darryl thrown out at third. Hounds, by the way, have left 10 men on base in this game. Sounds to me like take me out to the ball game time. A little trivia coming up for you. One of the goofiest sights in maybe ever in Big League Baseball coming up. Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ball game time. Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch. Dalvin Coker goes 2 1/3 in this ball game. Calvin did not give up a base hit or a run. He walked two batters, and again, that is out of profile. Struck out one. He struck out the last batter he faced. So Calvin Coker remains the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds as we go to the bottom of the seventh. And Shohei will take on the 9-1 and 2 hitters in the order. That'll be C.J. Stubbs, Quincy Hamilton, and Drew Gilbert. In the Mission seventh inning, it is 3-1 Rockhounds. And a little trivia on the way. Back to the early days of the New York Mets. Pitch called strike outside corner to Stubbs. Fastball at 94 from Shohei. Seen him in that 94-95 mile an hour range. Tomioka set, 0-1 stretching pitch to Stubbs, breaking ball away, and the count goes 1-1. On this date, 1965, Mets outfielder Ron Swoboda, who went on to a very good career, was a very young outfielder at the time, and he took his position defensively wearing a batting helmet. The 1-1, breaking ball away, 2-1. That in itself is, of course, unusual, but even more unusual was where Swoboda was wearing the batting helmet. Can't do multiple choice. I think you'll understand why in a moment. Pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball up and in. The velocity reading, only reading about every third pitch or so at most. We'd love to have known on that one. That was a very aggressive fastball up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch by Tomioka. Swing and a miss. Comes back with a 94-mile-an-hour heater and Stubbs is out on strikes, one down in the seventh. Strikeout for Shohei. Fourth of the game for the Hounds. So again, it's Ron Swoboda, outfielder for the Mets. Takes his field, his place in the field, his defensive spot. And he's wearing a batting helmet. Unusual, but where was he wearing it? How was he wearing it? Might be another way to put it. Pitch up and away to Hamilton for ball one. Drew Gilbert on deck. Bottom of the seventh. Hounds lead 3-1. Quincy Hamilton 0 for 3. Left-handed hitter waits. Takes up and away. Ball two from Shohei. Two balls, no strikes. Shohei Tomioka. 12th appearance. 2.60 ERA. Just a tinch over a hit per inning and a better than 2-1 ratio. 2-0 pitch, that'll get there, called strike of the knees, 2-1. Shohei, who was pitching in an industrial league in Japan. Internet was involved in a tryout, which arranged and made with the A's. 2-1 pitch down and in for a ball, and here he is on the mound in a double-A ball game. A long way from home. Three balls, one strike. Shohei facing Quincy Hamilton. Boy, you don't want to walk him. You got Drew Gilbert on deck. 3-1 pitch. Way up high, ball four. So the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Drew Gilbert. Well, when Ron Swoboda took the field on this date, at some point in the ballgame, he went to his defensive position wearing a batting helmet, but he wasn't wearing it on his head. He was wearing it on his foot. And yes, he went into the field to do it. Now, Ron was not trying to be a wiseacre. He was instructed to do so. Hamilton waits at first base, and the pitcher called strike to Gilbert. Drew thought that was a little up and away. Can't blame him. Borderline pitch, and he asked. Left-handed hitter. He is 1-for-1. He has singled and scored, hit by a pitch, and walked. Open stance, left-hand box. Has got a lot of power. Swings, rolls one down the left field line. It's a base hit. Looking runners at first and second. Lazaro will get to a good piece of hitting by Gilbert. That ball really got in him. See if we get a second look at this. Left-handed hitter, and he just sent one not hit real hard, but just a good piece of hitting to get bat on ball and sent it up the third base line. So it's 2-on with one down, and the hook's now with a great opportunity, and Shohei will go to the rosin bag one time and now mop the brow. Not going to get a second look at that. I wish we had. That was a good piece of hitting. So it's first and second, one man down. Kennedy Corona, the batter, 0 for 3. 3-1 Hounds in the seventh. Hooks in business, though. Here's the pitch by Shohei. Just outside 1-0. And Joey Loperfido, who has been one of several to just absolutely run up the numbers against the Rockhounds, is on deck. The 1-0 pitch right down the chute, called strike 1-1. Ron Swoboda, real quick with the Mets, was ordered to wear the batting helmet on his foot by his manager, Casey Stengel, who told the young outfielder, go on out there with that thing still on your foot. Batting helmet, 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed 1-2. Swoboda was angry when he came back to his dugout, I guess after striking out, didn't say, but that would be a guess. And he kicked a batting helmet, and it got stuck in his spikes. Casey Stengel said, well, you did it. You go out there and live with it. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch up and away. 94 on a fastball by Shohei. So now this ball game comes to a crossroads. 2-on, 2-out, and Joey Loperfido at the plate. 1-for-3 with an RBI in this game. He is. Here comes Chris Smith out to the mound. I can understand that because Loperfido, again, is in the season series, 10-for-23 with 10 runs driven in against the Rockhounds. Conversation on the mound. Yeah, I can't imagine that would happen anymore, but Casey Stengel was, after all, the old professor, Casey Stengel. Ron Swoboda got mad, kicked a batting helmet, the thing stuck in his spikes. And Casey said, well, that's what you wanted, go ahead and go try to play the outfield with that thing on your foot. And Ron Swoboda, I looked it up, couldn't tell how long he kept it on, but he went into the field with a batting helmet on his foot this date. 1965, a different time, space, and dimension. Austin Briggs begins to warm for the Rockhounds. Shohei now to face Joey Loperfido, left-handed hitter with 2-on, 2-out, bottom of the seventh inning, 3-1 Rockhounds. Loperfido, big, tall, left-handed hitter waits. Shohei set. Glance at second, comes to the plate, swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch inside. 0-1 the count. Outfield has him shaded just a little bit the opposite way. That's the way the wind is blowing, and it is strong again. 15-plus. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Shohei. Breaking pitch and a beauty, called strike. You can see that thing about halfway to the plate was going to get there. Just something about that breaking pitch. It's 0-2, timeout, Loperfido. 2-on, 2-out, bottom of the seventh inning. Loperfido stands back in. Shohei looking in for the sign. He's got it. Comes set. Glances at second, 0-2 pitch, up high, ball one, one ball, two strikes. Lead runner is Quincy Hamilton, runner at first, Drew Gilbert. A walk and a single, sandwiched between strikeouts of C.J. Stubbs and Kennedy Corona. A 1-2 count to Joey Loperfido, stretched by Shohei. Pitch takes flight, high and away, ball two, 2-2. So Loperfido now. Back to an even count. Shea Whitcomb on deck, but this is with two men down here. Bottom of the seventh inning in a two-run game. Tying runs on base. Set by Shohei. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is swung on, fouled away. It'll bang off the facade of one of the luxury suites and down into the main seating bowl it goes. This is one of the bigger ballparks in the league. Horseshoe kind of alignment. Pretty symmetrical, really, the seating area. Shohei set again, 2-2. Runners there leads. 2-2 stretch. Pitch by Shohei. Swung on. Bounced foul out to plate. We'll do it again on 2-2. Loperfido on the year, as mentioned. 3-0-2. And even better against the Rockhounds. Hounds had a couple of guys, Daryl Hernandez, at the top of the list, who have had big series against Corpus. There have been some outstanding performances in the sixth and now seventh game of this season series. Here is the 2-2 from Shohei. Got him with a backdoor pitch and a beauty. I'm telling you, there are times you can absolutely see that coming. It leaves the fingertips, and one split second later, you're thinking, that's going to get there. He strikes out the side, gives up a walk and a hit, and we are bound for the eighth inning, and this remains a two-run ball game. Give you some totals here in a couple of moments. Village Car Wash score at the end of seven. The Rockhounds 3 and the Hooks 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, this is a great rivalry. The Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks, and we go to the top half of the eighth. It's a two-run Rockhounds lead in the opener. Rockhounds have 3 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 3-9-0. Corpus Christi, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error. Costly, very costly in this game. And each team has left a boatload of guys on base. Rockhounds have stranded 10. Corpus has stranded 9. Remember, each team has hit into at least one double play. And it caught stealing for the Hounds as well. Shane McGuire takes a called strike from left-hander Julio Robino as we start the eighth inning. Shane was at the plate when, oh boy, Daryl Hernandez, and sure it'll be discussed a bit, thrown out trying to steal third base. That ended the inning. Pitch down and in, 1-1. So the Hounds have had a caught stealing and had a runner thrown out at home plate on a 7-2 double play. The Hooks have bounced into a double play, 5-4-3, and had a runner thrown out at home plate. Here's a, boy, a check swing strike to Shane McGuire. McGuire has a great point here, and he's not belaboring it, but you could see him react that was a check swing. That should have taken an appeal. And I would guess that is Shane's point, and I think it's a valid one. Not an argument, but I think just a look, and that really should have required an appeal on the check swing was Shane's point, I would think. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball away, 2-2. McGuire 2-for-3 in this game. As a single, a stolen base. Hounds are 3 out of 4 on the base paths. The 2-2 pitch, and that is sent high in the air. Pitch black sky at long last, and all the way into the corner it goes. So a 2-2 count. First of six between these two clubs. And the first of a two-week road trip for the Rockhounds, which will include, oh my goodness, the Arkansas Travelers. Best in the league right now. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Well, that time Shane just absolutely fooled in a breaking pitch away. But he's 2-for-4 in this ballgame. So Robina has struck out four batters now. And again, he struck out 10 against Tulsa in six innings his last time out. So he is feeling it. Chase Calabrese 1-for-3 with a double back in the second inning. Each team has had a really good opportunity to go by the boards, in part on the outfield home plate double play. Calabrese swings and bounces this one foul at the plate. Count is 0-1. So Rockhounds and the Hooks tomorrow evening at 6:35, same on Thursday. A little later, 7:05 Friday and Saturday, and back to 6:35 for Sunday evening. And the Hounds will travel about 10 or 11 hours and go to North Little Rock. Back up, pitch up, beauty called strike, 0-2. Boy, as was the case with Tomioka, you could just sense that pitch the minute it got off the fingertips. For some reason, that just is one of those pitches that you think that is just going to baffle, and that's going to get there. 0-2 count to Chase. Denzel Clark on deck. Rockhounds batting top of the eighth inning. Pitch swung on tap, back up the middle, shortstop to his left. Behind the bag, makes the play nicely. The Stevens throws the first for the out. Good play by Chad Stevens. Two men down, top of the order, Denzel Clark. This game has kind of been Denzel all in a little nutshell. He struck out twice to start the game, first and second innings, drew a walk, stole a base in the fourth, single driving in a run in the sixth. Right-handed hitter is 1-for-3 with the ribby. 15 ribbies still in 20 games for Denzel. Even with the, again, he's had one remarkable stretch and then one drought. Takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. Outfield straight away for him. Infield largely so. They shade him to pull just a little. Pitch down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Rockhounds and Hooks going at it here. Grab a look at the other scores. Amarillo is at San Antonio this week. Pitch down and in, ball three, 3-0. And Frisco is at Arkansas, so the Rough Riders will precede the Rockhounds into North Little Rock. Travelers starting a two-week homestand. Pitch called strike. And the count goes 3-1. Denzel, right-handed hitter. In fact, Frisco is leading Arkansas. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1. Delivery on the way, and that's a strike. Just got there outside half of the plate. Count goes 3-2. San Antonio is smacking Amarillo 8-3. They're in the bottom of the fifth. San Antonio scored four in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still at bat. Pitch to the back door, just wide. Robina thought he had a strikeout. That pitch did look low and away, and I hope I'm not trying to hometown you there. That pitch did look down and away. Not by much, but Clark with a walk. So Denzel is now on base 3 out of 5, and again, he started the game with a couple of strikeouts. Now he's had two walks, a steal, and an RBI single. So here's Lawrence Butler now. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Has one really hard out in this game. Bounces it foul. Count is 0-1. Again, ripped a ball that first baseman Lo Perfido made a really good play on. That came with the sun still very much a factor on the right side. Of course, Joey has played over here more than a little bit now. This is home game 22 for the Hooks. Runner goes. Pitch swung on and missed. A throw on a hop. Not going to get him. Ball caroms into center field. Denzel, second steal. Throwing error on the catcher. And it's a runner at third. Now there are two men down. So getting to third, not quite as important perhaps, but nonetheless, he is at third base. 0-2, though, to Lawrence Butler. So the Hounds now have stolen four bases on the night out of five attempts. Denzel got a good jump. The throw was on a hop and kicked up, and shortstop Chad Stevens tried to get it, but ball bounded away. Runner at third, two men down, but an 0-2 count to Lawrence. Butler waits. Clark dances off third. Pitch to Lawrence outside. Good patience. One ball, two strikes. Breaking pitch. It was wide. Not necessarily by a bunch, but it was wide. Again, a runner at third base. A stretch and pitch to Butler. Swings and misses. Fooled him on a breaking pitch away. So, the inning is over, and Robina looked like he's barking a little bit. Maybe Lawrence was barking too. Don't know. So it's no runs or hits. One error, one man left on base. And so we're going to go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Boy, this is still just a two-run ball game. Bobby Crosby asking something of our home plate umpire, and we're also going to get a pitching change. Looks like Austin Briggs will come on the pitch for the Rockhounds. As we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and as we go there, the Village Car Wash score remains. Hounds 3, Hooks 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Austin Briggs will face Shea Whitcomb. He leads it off in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 3-1 Rockhounds lead. First pitch by Austin, way down and in, almost got him right around the shoe tops, 1-0. Whitcomb 0-3, a fly out to left and a fly out to fairly deep center, sandwiched around a strikeout. And again, just anytime you're looking at this game, a key error all the way back in the first inning. And it's still the difference in the game, or at least the hit that followed. Boy, that pitch was way down and it almost did hit him. Here's the 1-0. That's a fastball right down the middle, called strike 1-1. It'll be interesting. Nobody up and throwing yet, but if the Hounds maintain the lead, if Grant Holman might be back in the closing role tonight, the 1-1 pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. Austin has been there on occasion on this season, but he's 1-3. And save opportunities. 6.39 ERA. There's a swing and a foul away. And to count two balls and two strikes. So Austin on the pitch here is the left-hander, making for the season his 12th appearance. 12 and two-thirds innings, 16 hits, 10 walks, 16 strikeouts. Left-hander set, 2-2 pitch, down and in, ball 3, 3-2. Whitcomb is at the plate, Will Wagner is on deck, Colin Barber will follow, and again, Barber has been very good against the Hounds. Whitcomb, upright stance, he waits, takes a big swing, bounces it foul right at the plate, still 3-2. Pitch might have been inside, but probably too close to take. So last of the eighth inning, 3-1 ball game. Briggs comes set, full count pitch. Inside, ball 4. And it's been one of the speed bumps for Austin. Boy, throws hard, great stuff. Just try to get everything put together, but that brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Will Wagner. Wagner, a single sharply hit back in the second inning. He has struck out and bounced out to second base since. 292 is the average, including tonight. Takes way up and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Wagner, a couple of home runs, 10 driven in 17 games. Remember, he has not been active the entire season. Set by Briggs, pitch to the plate. Fastball right there, called strike to the knees. And boy, that is a terrific pitch. One ball, one strike. We have made the journey fully in tonight. Pitch black skies around us. Breeze blowing out to left, as is almost always the case in Corpus Christi. Pitch. Turned into it. Boy, I'd appeal the heck out of that. Nope, not going to get that. Again, in first, third base umpire between pitcher and second. Jared Molman from Brenham, Texas, behind home plate. Crew chief is Ty Krause. He's from Glendale, Arizona. He is at first. And Felix Neon from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is at third. Foul away, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. They had a camera on the concourse. Two young ladies were just walking down the concourse, and all of a sudden, foul ball just came bouncing on up there, and the ladies happy as can be. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and the bottom fell out of that. Great pitch there from Austin Briggs. So a walk, followed by a whiff, and the batter is Colin Barber. Left-handed hitter, outstanding Astros prospect. Colin out of Chico, California, and he is young. He's only 22. He is the youngest, along with Drew Gilbert. Both are 22 of the position players. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Has missed some time due to injury, but Barber has been now in 27 games. Runner goes, pitch taken. Here's the throw by Shane McGuire. Boy, that's close to get him. Nope, off the bag. Oh, he came off the bag, so he is out at second base, is Shea Whitcomb. Stole the base, but came off the bag and alertly tagged for the out. Boy, that was an emphatic call. There is discussion, but I don't think there's an argument going on there. Again, that was Felix Neon who made the call, and emphatically so they discussed it a little bit. See who covered the bag on that. I think it was Darryl. And he was pointing, too, that Whitcomb came off, and he did come off the bag. That was quite clear. Pitch here will miss for ball two. Two balls, one strike. And I didn't mean to miss a pitch. I was looking at the replay, and we got a great look. So 2-6 goes another big play by the defense and delivery up here, 3-1. From the angle we looked at the camera, it looked as if Whitcomb came on and then off the bag, and Darryl Hernandez kept the glove on and then pointed, and Felix Neon was right on top of it. Pitch down and away, ball four. Boy, that one will drive Austin crazy. Your team gets you a caught stealing, and then you offer up a walk, and that'll bring up Chad Stevens. And that means, by the way, that Drew Gilbert will hit for sure in the ninth inning, if not before. So that is an important base on balls. Two walks and a strikeout. And pitch misses here. Ball one to Chad Stevens, and that will bring Shane McGuire, Hounds catcher, out. Stevens in the game is now. Chris Smith will join that conversation with the Rock Hounds pitching coach. Stevens one for two with a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Check the other ball games for you. Frisco still leading Arkansas. Top of the eighth inning. The Travelers have one hit in that game. The Riders have only four. And when you face Arkansas, you have a feeling you're going to see great pitching. They don't lead the league, but they've got some terrific arms. Hounds will get activity in the bullpen, so let's see. Who's warming? Yep, it is Grant Holman. Mentioned you might see Grant here. Grant got his first save and his first pro save opportunity Sunday. It was an adventure. It's down and in, two balls, no strikes, but he has closer stuff. Fastball in the mid-90s. But that was his first save opportunity, and he got it against San Antonio in the series closer. Here's the 2-0 from Briggs. Nash down and in. That's ball three. So two walks already in the inning. One of them wiped away on the stolen base, but it's one on, two out, and a 3-0 count to Stevens. C.J. Stubbs waits on deck. Briggs comes set, 3-0 pitch. Now to get there, called strike 3-1. Obviously, Bobby and Chris don't want to make the change here in the eighth inning, but one would think that if Stevens reaches, Grant may get the call right now. 3-1 pitch. That's called strike. Just got there outside corner, 3-2. Good pitch. It was borderline, but it got there. Full count, 3-2. So Barber will run on the pitch. 3-2, two out, bottom of the eighth. 3-1 Rockhounds. Stretch, pitch, and it's inside and low ball four. Three walks in the inning. So first and second, two men down. Batter C.J. Stubbs. Right-hand hitter, C.J. has reached on a fielder's choice. He drew a walk and has struck out. So it is Austin Briggs to face C.J. Stubbs. Two on, two out. Pitch to Stubbs. Up, high ball, 1-0. Boy, when the command is just not quite there, so frustrating, of course, for everyone, but mostly, of course, for Austin in this case. The 1-0 pitch, and that ball is bounced sharply foul wide at third base. Count is 1-1. Boy, again, the caught stealing absolutely huge in this inning. Without it, it's bases loaded, one out. Instead, it's 2-1 and two out. Still not a great situation, but obviously more favorable than the alternative. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Austin. Foul back, and now goes to 1-2 to Stubbs. Top of the order, Quincy Hamilton on deck. Tell you why I'm checking. I was watching Jared Molman, our home plate umpire. I'll save that for the next inning. 1-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss on a breaking ball away, and boy, it was work. Two strikeouts, three walks, and a caught stealing. And the eighth inning is in the books. Boy, this ball game has had some huge moments in it. Not necessarily swings of the bat. Boy, defense accomplished, defense not accomplished. Pitching all over the place in some regards in this game. But we have played eight to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score, the Hounds 3, and the Corpus Christi Hooks 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Well, Brett Harris takes ball one as we go to the top of the ninth inning. And now Robina follows that up with a breaking pitch inside corner, one ball and one strike. So Brett leads it off. Daryl Hernandez, Logan Davidson to follow. Pitch by Robina high and away. And it's 2-1. Boy, an eventful bottom of the eighth inning, but a goose egg on the board. 3-1 Hounds, top of the ninth. 2-1 to Brett Harris. Brett 1-for-4 with a run score. Takes a good backdoor pitch called strike from Robina, 2-2. Now one would assume Grant Holman will again get the opportunity in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was an adventure in the last of the eighth. Don't see anybody throwing yet, although somebody is stirring down there. Grant was throwing earlier, so he wouldn't take much to get ready. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Brett out on strikes. Robina has really been sharp again his last couple of outings. Gets Brett swinging, and that doesn't happen all that often. Brett Harris still has more walks than strikeouts on this season. So here is Darryl Hernandez. 3-for-3 with a walk, a steal and a caught stealing. Takes right down the middle, called strike, and it's 0-1. I was talking with Bobby in the last homestand about base stealing. We were talking about Cooper Bowman not being available now for a while. Pitch breaks down low, 1-1. And he said there are some guys who can run and run effectively on this team, but sometimes get a little bit, I guess, that young exuberance and energy going, and got to curtail it from time to time. Swinging a pop down out of play, 1-2, and that was the case with Darryl in the seventh. He was thrown out trying to steal third base, and it ended the inning. Hounds has mentioned 4 out of 5 on this game on the bases, running a little bit more than they have of late. Quite a bit more, in fact. 1-2, Hernandez waits. Pitched by Robina, down and in, ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. In the Corpus Christi ninth inning, it will be the top of the order. Quincy Hamilton, then Drew Gilbert, and Kennedy Corona with Joey Loperfido. Fourth in the inning, potentially, and that is a dangerous group. Here is the 2-2 pitch by Robina. Just down and in. Full count, 3-2. Good patience right there by Darryl. I didn't miss by much. So a full count, nobody on, one down, top of the ninth inning. By the way, share a number with you here, 22. The pitcher shot up the middle. It hit Robina. He retrieves. He throws to first, and he got him. Boy, I hope he's okay. An absolute laser up the middle. Robina knocked it down. We'll see if we get a second look. Boy, Hernandez just ripped that. And Robina, not only did he knock it down, had the presence of mind to stay with it. Boy, again, that is maybe as hard hit a ball as we've seen in this game. Darryl retired for the first time. He's 3-for-4. Not going to get a second look, I guess. Boy, I'd love to see how Julio made that play. 1-3. Terrific stuff. Now Logan Davidson takes high and away for a ball. 1-0. Ah, they just replayed it, and they did it right during the middle of the pitch. So he knocked it down, retrieved it. Looks none the worse for wear, so he got it with the glove, you have to think. 1-0. Logan takes right down the middle. Called strike, 1-1. Activity resumes in the Rockhounds bullpen, so yep, Grant Holman's going to get the chance for the door closing. Line drive center field coming on as Gilbert off to play it on a hop. Base hit for Logan Davidson. 2-for-5 on the night for Logan. And had the base hit in the first inning on the heels of the Hernandez RBI base hit. So Logan had already extended his hit streak to 5 games. Again, last 22 games. Hitting better than 350. Actually, his last 23 games hitting better than 350. Logan Davidson. Now J.J. 0-for-4. That's one more chance to extend a little personal streak. But nope, check swing and a bouncer back to the pitcher, and that will be it. So a 12-game on-base streak goes by the boards on a check swing bouncer back to the pitcher. Robina made 2 plays in that inning. One of them was very routine. The other was anything but. So we will go to the bottom of the ninth inning. There have been 23 men left on base in this game. 12 by the Hounds, 11 by the Hooks. They're flashing the lights, hoping for a rally. We'll see what will unfold. Grant Holman coming on the pitch to the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3 and the Corpus Christi Hooks won.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
In the last of the ninth, it'll be the top of the Corpus Christi order, and that'll be Quincy Hamilton, Drew Gilbert, who has not been out in this game, and Kennedy Corona with Joey Loper-Fido fourth in the inning, depending on how it unfolds. 3-1 Rockhounds lead as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. So Corpus Christi, and boy, a good one, a ball game which a lot of guys have been left on base, 23 total. 11 by the Hounds, actually 12 now by the Hounds, and 11 for the Hooks. San Antonio is busted loose over Amarillo. It's San Antonio 11 and the Sod Poodles 3. Sod Poodles have had a somewhat a rough road swing. Frisco still leads Arkansas, bottom of the eighth inning, 2-1 at North Little Rock. Northwest Arkansas leading at Tulsa 3-0, and Springfield beat Wichita 8-3 in the Texas League. Now, ninth inning, first pitch, Holman just inside to Quincy Hamilton. Boy, that pitch may be just off the inside corner. Quincy, left-handed hitter. He has walked in four trips. Pitch by Holman. Swung on, fly ball, left field, toward the corner. This is high and deep. This is toward the corner. That got out of it. Hit the foul pole and it's gone. It hit the foul pole for a solo home run for Quincy Hamilton. You don't see that very often, but that ball hit the left field foul pole. That's a short distance down there. It's only 3:15 to the line, and that ball went about halfway up the foul pole, and that's a solo home run, and it is a 3-2 game. And here's Drew Gilbert. Big swing and a miss, and man, he had second verse, same as the first, in mind with that. Actually hit low on the foul pole, so... Well, if it did get it, here's the 0-1 pitch. Down and away for a ball, 1-1. So, boy, Grant, 1-0 pitch taken out of here. It's 3-2. Gilbert, Corona, and Loper-Fido here in the ninth inning. Pitch to Gilbert down low, and that's ball two, 2-1. So for Grant Holman, just his second save opportunity as a pro. And, boy, it starts with a ball that just got in fair territory, but it got there. 2-1 count. They shade Gilbert to pull, do the Rockhounds. The pitch by Holman, high and away, and that's ball three. And boy, you're in dangerous territory with this guy. Gilbert, open stance, left-hand box. He is singled twice, hit by a pitch and walked. Pitch from Holman. Called strike in the knees. 3-2 the count. Gilbert asking something of our home plate umpire. They now agree. I think the clock was reset. In fact, the clock has stopped. Now they start it. Three balls, two strikes. Bases empty. One run in. Nobody out. Pitching the way to Gilbert. Up high, ball four. Yeah, there have been some bases on balls in this game. That's nine walks issued by Rockhounds pitching, and the tying run is on with nobody out in the ninth inning. Batter is Kennedy Corona. Joey Loperfido on deck. You know how dangerous he is, and Shea Whitcomb in the hole, but it's a one-run game. Corona to bunt, draws the bat back, takes a strike throw behind the runner, right down on the bag, glove by J.J. Schwarz, and Gilbert back in. So Corona was trying to bunt. One count, right-handed hitter tapping that shoulder with the bat. Is he bunting again? He is not. Swings away, comes up empty, 0-2. Corona in the game has tapped out to the catcher, bounced into an around-the-horn double play, popped to short and struck out. The 0-2 by Holman, Grant with a stretch-in pitch, down low, blocked nicely by McGuire, 1-2. New baseball thrown out. By the way, I was laughing about Jared Molman in the last inning. A ball was fouled back to the screen, so it hit the abutment behind home plate. The bat boy was just a tinch slow getting out there, so Jared retrieved himself. 1-2. Runner goes. Pitch is taken, and that's, wow, ball two. And, boy, Darryl Hernandez looked surprised that nobody covered the bag. Maybe some miscommunication there. Nobody covered the bag. I don't think they would have gotten Gilbert anyway. He got a great jump. But now the tying run's in scoring position with nobody out. And it's two balls and two strikes. Boy, that pitch just missed. 2-2. Stretch and pitch to Corona. Punches it right side. Base hit. Going to wave the runner home. The throw nowhere near in time. And it gets away. Goes back and coming for third is Corona. He's at third with nobody out. RBI single ties the game. We're tied at three and the game now is 90 feet away. That is great hustle by Corona. I think we'll have a throwing error on Denzel Clark as he came up and tried to get everything he could on it, but he really airmailed it. And again, Corona, just great hustle. Comes all the way around to third base. RBI single to right field ties it. And Loperfido will, and that was almost a foregone conclusion, will be walked intentionally. But again, there is now a runner at third. It is first and third. We'll see how that will be scored. I think you almost have to have an error on the play. Would have gone to second on the throw home and then to third on a throwing error. And yeah, now they put that up on the board. So throwing error on right fielder, now also an intentional walk to Shea Whitcomb, so that'll load them up. Rockhounds want the force out anywhere they can get it. But Corpus Christi now. Robbie's going to come out for a visit. So, by the way, that is the correct scoring. They put it up just to be sure, kind of figured anyway, but just to be sure. Corona, RBI single. It scores Gilbert. Goes to second on the throw home, and when the throw sailed to the backstop, he advanced to third. And that was an impressive bit of running. Yes, the throw got away to the backstop, but Corona never broke stride, and he was flying. The Hounds have now walked two batters intentionally, which will load the bases. But, boy, this ball game right now, Corpus Christi is in absolutely pristine shape to win it. Will Wagner will be the batter. Wagner 1-for-4. Infield in. Pitch by Holman. Outside ball 1, 1-0. Well, they've dodged some bullets in this game. Baseball bullets, that is, of course, have the Rockhounds. Really, both teams have, but not here in the ninth. And Corpus Christi is on the brink of a come-from-behind win. Stretch and pitch by Holman in the dirt. Good block by Shane. 2-0 as McGuire got it. Well, closing games is going to be interesting for the Rockhounds. Chase Cohen was doing it for a while, but here tonight, rough one for Grant Holman. 2-0 stretch. Pitch to Wagner, and that's inside. And that's ball three. And now it's 3-0. The bases loaded. And the game hanging by a thread. I would imagine Will Wagner going to take this pitch no matter what. Three balls, no strikes. Bases full pitch. Down the middle, called strike 3-1. Well, the Hounds got out of a bases loaded, nobody out, jam in the second, but boy, this one doesn't quite feel the same, does it? Three balls, one strike. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Holman, swung on, fouled away. And the count 3-2. Wagner, of course, just trying to put the ball in place sharply somewhere. The infield is drawn in. Fly ball or a single obviously will end this game. 3-2 stretch. Bases full. Pitch swung on line to left. Base hit. Ball game. Is Kennedy Corona on the line drive single to left field off the bat of Will Wagner. And this ball game in the books. So the blown save and the loss will go to Grant Holman. And the Hooks, in fact, did not have an out in this inning. So Corpus Christi, and again, from the Hooks' perspective, I mean, it's kind of a come-from-behind victory. And I just watching Julio Urbina absolutely pumped as he greeted his teammates. He just got himself a win, did Urbina, with very solid four innings of work. And he was really pumped up. And for the Hooks, again, if they look to get back fully, and I mean fully into the pennant race, this is a big series for Corpus, and they started with a come-from-behind victory. For the Rockhounds, a very disappointing, obviously, a very disappointing opener to this six-game series and 12-game road trip in which the Rockhounds, of course, see the division rival, Corpus Christi Hooks, and the team that right now is the best in the business, the Arkansas Travelers. So this one goes to the Hooks, and all you can do is tip your cap and say to the Corpus Christi Hooks on a 3-run ninth inning and a 4-3 win in the opener of this series. Gentlemen, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
When Corpus Christi wins here at Whataburger Field, they fly a bright white and orange Whataburger flag on the top of the batter's eye in center field. And, look, I love Whataburger and may be there before this evening is over. But, boy, this one, that flag flying, that's got to be tough to look at for the Rockhounds, who took a 3-1 lead into the ninth inning. But the Hooks scored three times, so 4-3 is the final as Corpus Christi will win it. And they take the opener of this series for the Rockhounds. Three runs on 10 hits and an error, 3-10-1. Corpus Christi, four runs on 9 hits. They commit two errors, 4-9-2. The Rockhounds left 12 men on base. The Hooks left 14. Now, remember in the ninth inning, the base hit game over the minute the winning run touches, other than a home run. And so they will leave three men on base. The last of them they don't care at all about, but they did leave 14 on in this game. The winning pitcher in relief is Julio Urbina. He went four innings, a run on three hits, three walks, and six strikeouts. He is 3-3. The loss and the blown save go to Grant Holman. He is now 0-1. Shohei Tomioka and Austin Briggs each with a hold in this game for the Rockhounds. Ball game took 2 hours, 41 minutes of baseball daylight time. 2,714 watched it here at Whataburger Field at the place we call the beach. So this one in the books, and boy, it's just a great rivalry. And tonight it is the Rockhounds who fall in walk-off fashion, and for the Hooks, they celebrate in this series opener with the victory. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game, Corpus Christi 4, the Rockhounds 3.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck Headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
You know, I left one number off the box score, almost forgot about it, but Quincy Hamilton had a home run in this game. It was the only home run, and it started the ninth inning. He hit the left field foul pole. Again, it's 3:15 down the line, so it's not deep at all, and he didn't hit it all that far up the foul pole at all. But, again, the leadoff home run, and, boy, you get that going for you, and you just might get the feeling that it is your night, and indeed it was. Then the walk to Drew Gilbert moments later, and the Hooks off and running as they come back to win it 4-3 in a three-run last half of the ninth inning walk-off. Rockhounds scored twice in the top of the first inning. Darryl Hernandez, a two-run double. The Rockhounds on top 2-1. The Hooks answered with a single from Drew Gilbert, a bounce out and an RBI single by Joey Loperfido. It was 2-1. It stayed that way for a while. There were opportunities. Corpus loaded the bases, nobody out in the second inning. But the Rockhounds dodged that with the inning ending on an 8-2 Lawrence Butler to Shane McGuire outfield to home plate double play. The Hounds also had one of those, a 7-2 double play turned by the Hooks to end the third inning with Shane McGuire thrown out by Quincy Hamilton at home plate with C.J. Stubbs covering the bag there, covering home plate. In the sixth inning, Rockhounds made it a 3-1 ball game. Lazaro Armenteros hit by a pitch. Shane McGuire dropped down a perfect bunt. It was a sacrifice, but it was so good it turned into a base hit. And Denzel Clark with an RBI single made it a 3-1 ball game. And the Hooks threatened in the seventh and eighth, but did not score. But in the ninth, still down 3-1. The leadoff home run by Hamilton. The walk and a steal, Drew Gilbert. Then Kennedy Corona, RBI single to right field. Gilbert scores to tie the game. Corona goes to second on the throw home and to third when that throw goes high and wide to the backstop with great hustle. Hounds then walked Joey Loperfido and Shea Whitcomb back-to-back to load them up and try to give themselves a chance for force outs, but Will Wagner on a 3-2 pitch punches a line drive into left field, and that will decide this game as 4-3 the final. 3-10-1 for the Hounds, 4-9-2 for the Hooks. So the division now closes a little bit. The Hooks get within four games. San Antonio was thwacking Amarillo, and Frisco was leading. So if that's the case, the three teams directly behind the Rockhounds each would gain a game. San Antonio would get within two, Frisco within 3.5, and the Hooks. And again, well, this is a different team, I think, than the one we saw at Momentum Bank Ballpark with the addition of Drew Gilbert, who is such a tremendous prospect. And they win it tonight 4-3. They are now within four games. So with 29 to go as we start to count them down, this one for Corpus, a very important victory for the Rockhounds. Boy, has to be just one of those tough ones, but one that you just have to, you go to the bus, you go to the hotel, you think it over, you come back, and you start it all over again tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch for tomorrow and again on Thursday, and then just a tinge later on Friday and Saturday evenings, the Rockhounds in the Hooks will close things up on Sunday in the evening with a 6:35 start time. If I did not mention, I think I did, Robina gets the win. Julio now 3-3, ERA at 3.82. The blown save and loss does go to Grant Holman. saves, or rather holds, I should say, for Shohei Tomioka and Austin Briggs in this game. I think I mentioned that, but that is the pitching line for the night. Darryl Hernandez had a three-hit game, 3-for-4, a couple of RBIs all the way back in the first inning. Drew a walk as well, got on 4 out of 5, and it took a terrific play by Robina to throw him up the last time around. Logan Davidson also had a two-hit game, went 2-for-5. Shane McGuire, 2-for-4 with a steal, and was really good behind the plate. He played himself just a terrific ball game tonight. Drew Gilbert, mentioned him. This team a little different, I think, with him. 2-for-2, 2 runs, 2 walks, and really was part of the key to that 3-run ninth inning. And Will Wagner, we did not see him in the series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He went 2-for-5 and has himself the game-winning RBI. Does the son of the great reliever, Billy Wagner, Will Wagner, with the game-winning RBI in this one. So it goes into the books, one game into this 12-game road trip. And for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards here at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, where the Hooks win it, and a final score in walk-off fashion of 4-3. So, until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight to Red, goodnight to Leo. I hit the button too quickly, didn't I? See, it's one of those nights, didn't I? Good night, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends, from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.